It's Monday, May 18th, 2026, and I'm coming to you live from the Alex Jones Network Studios. AlexJonesLive.com.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
Jones on X, AJN Live on X, and Rumble.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. Those are the coordinates of the resistance. You are the Paul Revere's. Share the feeds now. Adams is joining us in the second hour with super inside scoops on the data centers, what it's really all about, the incredible uprisings against it, Larry Fink's statements, Bill Gates moving in, the UN on the verge of collapse, pushing all sorts of new fear-mongering, pandemics of Hunter virus, Ebola, and more. We have Trump coming out in statements saying all vaccines are poison. They're all poison, close quote. And video of Trump saying there are only two genders. This is total insanity. I mean, he's all over the place. He's doing all this great stuff legislatively and going after election fraud and getting jobs back and then just horrible fiasco. How many days are we in since March 1st? Was it 76, 77? I don't know. Let's look it up. And the economy is just cratering. The fertilizer is cratering. Just absolutely devastating the recovery that you've got to have because we're on the verge of bankruptcy. It's not like in the past where we could have a big recession or depression. We're totally positioned. Larry Fink's licking his lips. Iran said, we're never getting rid of our uranium enrichment. Trump says, when I'm getting ready to strike you, the storm's coming. Put out all this Marvel comic style junior high images of himself as a superhero. It's absolutely insane. Yeah, it's day 79. 79 days of this crap. And everything I predicted came true. It wasn't hard. Again, it was the Pentagon's own report. Mirrored what I'd already said before they put the report out. This is so well studied. So we've got all of that. Trump facing worst polls ever of any president, sending total shockwaves into the Republican Party, and all the numbers are coming, and they're going to lose the House big time and probably the Senate. And then what is Trump doing? Well, he said he doesn't care. I played the clip yesterday over the weekend. Lady Graham, when he's not at Disney World by himself chasing kids around with a wand in his hand, remember that? He says, I don't care about the elections. I don't care about winning the elections. All that matters is getting their uranium. Then Trump says over the weekend, oh, it's PR. We know their uranium's at the bottom of these blown-up facilities. They'll never get it. We put cameras at the sites. So it just goes on and on. Absolutely crazy. And then you've got all of this confirmed news declassifications about weaponization of ticks, Bill Gates running programs releasing ticks from the air and mosquitoes, and now all these diseases are exploding. It is just wild. Meanwhile, the EU is an unelected dictatorship but has never had total federal control. It's all an illusion. They're moving to have the nation states sign over their final sovereignty to the body as they bring in their digital ID. And more. Notice the UK has done the same thing. That's a big deal because they're allied with the Democrats here in the U.S. and they're able to get this. That's like a new Soviet Union we're dealing with, but on steroids. Enrique Tarrio of the Proud Boys is also going to join us in the fourth hour to cover the waterfront. Trump's being attacked for setting up a $1.776 billion Truth and Justice Commission to compensate victims. He always said he would do that. That's the right thing to do. I mean, Democrats do that for Black Lives Matter. When they attack people, they give them tens of millions of dollars. This is a good thing. We'll be talking to Enrique Tarrio about that and so much more. They're also getting to reinstate the national draft. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. You got all the power. Share the live feeds now from Rumble. Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live and on X. Real Alex Jones and AJ and Live on X. Share those feeds now. Now, now, now. Use your power.
Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
Yes, Alex. Yes. Ready you are.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It's Monday Live. Thank you so much for joining us. U.S. rejects Iran peace deal as Trump threatens a storm of new strikes. Oil surges. Gas prices up 56% in the USA. 47's approval rating lowest in history, spelling doom for Republicans in the midterms. Plus, draft to be reinstated, must watch, share, live transmission from alexjoneslive.com. That's the mothership, the destination for all the audio and video feeds, articles, special reports, special events, and more, alexjoneslive.com. Please bookmark it and share it, alexjoneslive.com. All right, Mike Adams is joining us on the AI takeover and more. Enrique Tarrio on the police state being established against the Patriot and Liberty Movement, and Gorka's national directive last week, his terrorism czar, saying he's going to go after their political opponents. That's all coming up. We'll also open the phones up in the second hour today. Mike is on the third, Tarrio in the fourth hour. So look for all of that. We've got all the latest on Iran and the incredible military activity in Europe, in the Middle East, in Asia, in Cuba. I mean, it's beyond heated up. We are in a new world war. People don't seem to know that. We'll explain the different forces, different factors, and why things are moving so quickly. We had a nuclear reactor in the UAE hit by drones and on fire. Iran did not take credit. UAE says the missiles didn't come out of any place controlled by any of Iran's militia or Iran. Then Israel's biggest missile factory that makes interceptor missiles and other missiles blew up, as you know, Saturday evening into Sunday morning. And Iran did take credit for that. Huge mushroom cloud, but then Israel said, no, it was just an accident or something. Then you had over 1,000 drones fired at Russia. Russia shot down over 600. They claim a video of apartment buildings being blown up by them, civilian targets being hit. Now Russia's responded with its biggest attack yet on Ukraine, centering in and around Odessa, but also other areas. We'll be getting to all of that. You also have statements by Trump coming out on Truth Social saying all vaccines are poison. They're, quote, all poison. And he came out and talked about transgenderism being a cult and brainwashing, and two men can have a baby, you can't change your sex. So he says and does these good things and does these bad things. Very, very bizarre. The biggest developments yet on the data centers, on AI, and exactly what they're planning and what's coming out of all of this. Congressman Chip Roy has responded to Jamie White, a reporter being murdered by individuals who had been let out of jail over and over again by the Soros-admitted communist DA in Austin, Jose Garza. He's calling for a federal criminal investigation. He's calling for the state to override the county's power, which they can do, and to put the state government over Austin after there was a giant shootout with a bunch of crazed, psychotic teens who just randomly ran around trying to murder people and shooting up apartment buildings, shooting up fire stations, you name it. They had large parts of highways in North Austin shut down yesterday. Just wild. You can see the video of all that in the article up at alexjoneslive.com. And if Jose Garza has his way, they'll be released without bail. I just can't believe there were all these shootouts with the police didn't kill them. Because this was report, I mean, this went on and on for hours, just chasing him around, shooting. The police are so restrained now because they know Jose Garza, they'll throw him in jail if they defend themselves. That's really what happens. Yeah, if you're shooting at the cops, driving around in chases, and this went on for hours, I mean, you know, when the cops finally get you pinned down, they need to kill you. And that's how they used to do it. And the criminals were scared. But now, they didn't kill him. Just, I mean, this is like something out of a Hollywood movie. Yeah, I could do an hour on this. This is crazy. And I'm telling you, they've had different think tanks do studies. Elon Musk spent over $40 million a few years ago trying to beat Jose Garza. These district attorneys, county attorneys, they're all elected. And because there's such election fraud in Austin, it didn't matter. Of course, Garza won. But that's just a microcosm into what it's like living under the left. It's just, people say, why do you live here? Well, it's where my family's from. It's where I've been since high school. It's where my operations are based. It's where my crew is. So this is where I was planted, and this is where I am now. Down the road, when we gear up this network, it'll still be a bureau here in Austin, but I do intend to set up a bureau in Nashville or a bureau in Sarasota, something like that. Because, I love Texas, and I'll still be back and forth in Austin, but I'm getting out of here. Okay, or we might move to, you know, a county that's got good internet north of Austin or something. I have to not live under this guy. Because if people carjack you, even with a gun to your head, you shoot them, you're going to prison. If you're a criminal, you don't go to prison. If you defend yourself and you're white, you go to prison. It's unbelievable. So that's all coming up and how it ties in to the blue cities, the ongoing crime waves there, wherever else crime is imploding. But what's going on with these teenagers, man? Just randomly going around shooting up apartment buildings, randomly driving around shooting up businesses, fire stations. Like, I mean, just what the hell? And they're not dead. Shooting at police. This went on and on and on. Not dead. As soon as they're out of bullets, kill them. Good Lord. Spare us the trouble. Holy mackerel. Anyways, I'm digressing. I'll get to that later. You know, I have a tendency to say, coming up, then I just start covering. I want to show you this. And the same type of scum killed our reporter and then bragged how they killed that white cracker and made a rap song about it. One Mexican extremist, the anti-white black extremists, and then they were the adults, so they got charged at least. They came to get 25 years. Garza's trying to give them less than that. So now it's going to trial. And the other two teens were even recorded bragging how they were so excited and took part killing our reporter, Jamie White. And we were the ones that got the audio. The police department didn't even want it when Miranda Morello offered it to them. These guys are such punks, they posted it online. And then they finally got interested, and that wasn't even used. And then those two punks were let go. That's right, two of the guys that killed Jamie White, totally free. Isn't that nice? He's dead now. And that's the Hispanic punk. It's the black punk killed him. They were all in on it. So that's how this works. Absolutely disgusting. See, I'm already covering it. I'm getting mad. Let's go to John Bowen's report on AI that just came out so I can get myself refocused because I just got really pissed. I just hope I never see Jose Garza on the street. I'm not threatening him. I'm just saying I've seen his Zoom hearings and stuff where he calls his other employees comrades and all this crap. And these judges and people know when they release these violent offenders, they know they're going to reoffend and kill us. It's like, again, releasing black widows in somebody's bed so when they crawl in bed at night, they get bitten. They're doing it on purpose. It's funny to them. Open season on white people. And I'm tired of it. And people aren't putting up with it anymore. But these crazy anti-white thugs, they kill plenty of blacks and Hispanics, too. It's wrong. It's wrong when anybody dies, gets killed for no reason. But hearing about how I'm so bad because I'm white all day, when anybody who's white can tell you, all these universities, big corporations, if you're a white man, need not apply. They even officially say it. one of the top medical schools in the country, just publicly said, no white men. Imagine that. What did I do? I'm 52. I didn't grow up in Jim Crow or wasn't alive 200 years ago during slavery. What does that have to do with me? But anyways, it's all part of divide and conquer. I'm going to get more into AI with Mike Adams in the 1 o'clock hour, but I want to play this report just to set the table here and give you a little prelude of some of the big stuff we've got, how important this is. And then I'm going to jump into these amazing statements by President Trump. Here's John Bowman's report.
There is a fear in your generation that the future has already been written, that the machines are coming, that the jobs are evaporating, that the climate is breaking, that politics is fractured, and that you are inheriting a mess that you did not create. The question is not whether AI will shape the world. It will. The question is whether you will help shape artificial intelligence. We do not know the precise contours of what this transformation will look like. But what we do know is it will require each of us to adapt in ways that we cannot yet anticipate.
The rise of artificial intelligence is the next industrial revolution.
Data centers are devouring American homes in a brazen land grab fueled by the technocracy's AI boom, and everyday families are paying the ultimate price.
Imagine you work for a $2 billion company and you roll up to work one morning and you find out that your 401k contribution will no longer be matched by the company because they are interested in putting that measly amount for their employees, that little itty bit for a $2 billion company, into AI research, AI processes in the name of efficiency. And then you read what your company's spokespeople say and they go, this is actually a positive signal in the labor market. This is good. This is an investment back in our people for their long-term future.
Across the United States, utility giants and big tech allies are wielding eminent domain like a club, bulldozing generational properties under the guise of progress and energy needs. Sold as innovation, now revealing itself as a ruthless corporate takeover, where your backyard, your farm, or your childhood home becomes collateral damage for server farms that guzzle power like there's no tomorrow. This assault is hitting hard in states like Georgia, where Georgia Power is targeting families in Coweta County to clear paths for massive transmission lines supporting a $17 billion data center project in neighboring Fayette County.
Although nobody in this town wants a damn data center, our commissioners still approved it. So therefore, Georgia Power is using easement rights to force homeowners, longtime homeowners, old homeowners, into selling their family properties and their family homes so they can be torn down and power lines be extended to support these data centers.
Similar nightmares are unfolding in Pennsylvania, where rural families like Brenda Rizzo's 101-acre farm stare down 240-foot towers for AI data centers. Nationwide, the scale is staggering. Nearly 3,000 new data centers under construction or proposed, piling onto thousands already operating, with rural America bearing the brunt.
Construction is either in final planning or even in progress in a ton of not-so-remote areas. Forget the ones that are already built already. There's thousands of them all over the country. But you have Phoenix, Arizona, Atlanta, Georgia. Actually, that's becoming like one of the biggest major hubs with dozens more planned. Columbus, Ohio, Reno, Nevada, Quincy, Washington, El Paso, Texas, Santa Teresa, New Mexico, Imperial County, California, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, Kansas City, Missouri, and one of the biggest ones, Salt Lake City. They want to build one there that is twice the size of Manhattan. Now, despite residents vehemently opposing this, like they went to the town hall meeting and they were like, no, everybody was like, no. Somehow, it was unanimously approved by the Box Elder County Commission.
For hell's sake, grow up.
These hyperscale behemoths demand insane portions of electricity and land. Wake up, America. Your deed means nothing when the New World Order grid demands it. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network.
Now, I saw a graph on this last week, and I checked it out. It was worse than the graph even said. I've got the graphs here. Coming up in the third hour, Mike Adams. The U.S. already has more data centers than anybody else in the world, as you can see there. But when these new ones are constructed, look there at the bottom. Blow that up. The United States already has more data centers than the whole world combined, and will have basically triple what anybody else has projected. Now, I know what's happening here. I know exactly what this plan is. Basically, nobody else does except Mike Adams. And I'm not just saying that to sound authoritative. This is important information. We've cracked the code. We understand what the whole thing is about. I will explain it coming up. But it is beyond just a Ponzi scheme. It's beyond a new bubble. That's one level of it. It's about a two-tiered system of discrimination where the corporations that own and run the machines are given liability protection above the law. That's what they tried to pass in Congress. Trump sent executive orders. And then they will be able to have all the energy they want, and you will have nothing. And it will basically be the only industry left, so that through the social credit score, they will force you to adopt all the self-driving cars, all the control systems, or you will be turned off of the system. They don't just want the physical AI to run all the cars and appliances and jobs. They're going to run you. Excellent article out of Zero Hedge today, and I talked about this over 25 years ago, and I wish we could find it. I tried to find it. A fan made like a 2-minute audio thing where the person's stuck in their car. It's turned off because it's AI. They call the AI data center and it says, yeah, you haven't paid your bills. And so, you know, we're just going to turn your car off. Would you like to send a drone and, you know, accept this form that it's going to kill you? Would you like to commit euthanasia? It was so powerful, but basically that's what's here. Here's the new headline. Cars are fast becoming dystopian prison pods. And again, I rented a car when I was in Miami to go on Patrick Bendavid 3-4 months ago. And it was interesting. It was AI. It was talking to me. It was telling me a police officer ahead. It was all in live time. It was jumping into my phone without me even trying to hook into it. And when I was stuck in traffic for a while, a lot of traffic in Miami, and kind of looking down, and it was true, not dozing off, but kind of like this, when stopping the traffic, it's like, do you have a problem? You need to rest. Do I need to pull over? And then the car would not have an accelerator when it was talking to me. And then I would, you know, get my eyes straight back up, and it would, and that's what it's based on, scanning your eyes with cameras. And when I talk about this, listeners call in, a lot of you in your car have had this happen. By law, all the new cars have this in them, okay? And not just here, but around the world. They got it all set up, all put in the same way. Just like in the first few months of the lockdown, whether you're in Australia, the U.S., Canada, didn't matter. The restaurants all closed at first, and suddenly when you came back, they had QR codes. The menus were smaller. That was all through the WEF, through the World Restaurant Associations and things, all to train you. It's all about centralization of control. Your car isn't yours anymore. The kill switch mandate is real, funded and coming fast. It's already the law. Goes in this year. How many decades ago did I tell you this specifically? People are now finding those old videos and freaking out. Well, MIT said this like 25 years ago. Massachusetts Dems advanced bill to limit how far you can drive in your own car. That's 15-minute city. Same thing in the UK. Same thing in the Netherlands. And they're putting up all these private corporate cameras that hook into the grid. Now, when we come back, Trump has made three very interesting statements that are wild. One of them is he posted vaccines. They're all poison, with a hardcore video, 2.5 minutes long, exposing it. That's just one of them. What's he doing? Like, he'll say the right stuff, but then do the wrong stuff. Or he does the right stuff and some wrong stuff. That's why I say keep putting pressure on him, because when we do that, we get more good out of him than not. Some people say, oh, that's traitorous. Just totally don't lobby Trump. If the Democrats get in, I'm going to get on their ass on things I don't like. What are you talking about? We're going to go to break. Today is the last day on the buy one, get one free. This is an incredible buy one, get one free. You get our T3 purest, best atomic iodine, meaning on the periodic table, it's nothing but pure iodine. That's what goes into your cells. Most of the other iodine, well, all of it, is bound to something else. You don't get the same absorption. Unless it's Irish sea moss, that's one of the best organically bound ones that does go in. And it's apples and oranges, but it's excellent. That's just one of the main ingredients in Irish sea moss we have. But T3 is incredible. It is essential. Most cognitive problems are caused by this. Most people have iodine deficiency. It is amazing. Buy one bottle, get one free right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And Ultimate Life Force. You see this right here? This is the two top brands of spike protein, pro cardiovascular detox formulas combined. This is the best formula out there. It's a huge bottle. Just for your regular health, everybody should be taking this. Just for your manhood, you'll see what I'm talking about. It is amazing. Great for women as well. But everybody should be doing a spike protein detox, because you need to take the shots. It's in the environment. That's confirmed. Buy one bottle of this, get a bottle free. Or buy one T3, get a bottle of Ultimate Life Force free. Mix and match. That ends tonight at midnight. And we now have the Ultra Methylene Red capsules, the very same Ultra Methylene Red liquid formula, but they're in capsules concentrated, so they're extremely strong. It would take an hour to get into all of the high-quality organic ingredients that are in this. Because remember, when you get something with synthetic vitamins, it doesn't just not work, it's bad for you. And Big Pharma has bought up most of the big vitamin companies. Okay, so you got to be very careful. All of our stuff is the top of the line, not synthetic. Ultra Methylene Red capsules are up to 50% off right now. If you're a subscriber, lock it in, cancel any time. You lock it 50% off. But for everybody else, 35% off. That first run is selling out quickly. Take advantage and get your Ultra Methylene Red capsules now. And here's the deal. You're funding an organization in the information war against the globalists, the Alex Jones Network, that is going to expand with more hosts and reporters and everything if you support us. You support us, you will see it. This is your operation. This is your insurance against the globalists to fight the next rollout of the next lockdown, the next viral attack, the one they want to bring in the national draft, endless wars. We have a big effect here, reaching tens of millions of people, thanks to those of you that support. You are the emissaries. You are the backers. You are the guts and the will and the heart and the soul of this resistance. You are the resistance, and I salute you, those that have been supporting. And I encourage those that haven't, what are you doing? Our ultramethylene blue, our bovine colostrum, all of it is game-changing. It all really works. I only tell you that really works. Get off the bench. Step to the plate. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Widest selection of Patriot apparel. Ball caps, T-shirts, you name it. It's actually obnoxious. Almost 800 designs. It's obnoxious. I'll be trying to find some cool shirt I want to reorder. And I don't remember the exact name of it. It's a hassle. That's how good it is. It's good, but it's also a problem. TheAlexJonesStore.com. For those of you on the fence that never shop there, it funds this network. It owns this network. It's bigly. We need your support. We want to expand, not just survive. We've got important work to do. Help me get it done. Stand beside me now. At TheAlexJonesStore.com, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now take action. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and break the tyrant's will. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I am InfoWars creator and founder, and that only came along in 1997. I've been on the air since 1994. But I'm not even the InfoWar. The InfoWar just belongs to everybody. A war on for your mind. So the Alex Jones Network is the next phase in the InfoWar. And I can't do this without you. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site. The news feeds, the articles, that's what you send out to your friends, family, neighbors. Here's a forbidden show, here's where you find it. But in so much of what I'm doing, I'm not trying to get you to think what I think or believe my talking points. I want you to understand my thinking process so you can look into these problems and then make your own decision about what should be done, because that's basically unstoppable. The point is that we are at the end of an era, the end of an old system, a new system's coming in. And the average person doesn't even know that the decisions about the future architecture of human development are being made right now. And the decisions being made, on average, are by globalists that are anti-human and think we're obsolete. And I get when people are brought up with largesse, even poor people on average, are richer than somebody 1,000 years ago with medicine and food and the rest of it. There's a sense of security in that and a sense of I don't have to do anything. And so what if the world's going to end? It'll be after I die. That is spiritual death to have that attitude. We're part of a compendium, a story of humanity. And our story's just begun. And if you don't care about humanity, if you don't care about a future, if you don't love our species and really think we've done some amazing things, you're not a fan of humanity, you're not a fan of yourself, you're not alive. When I just plug once an hour, we get enough money to operate and hopefully expand. So I'm asking you to make it up for my failure. Those of you listening, make the personal decision to go to thealexshowstore.com and get the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all amazing. But particularly the supplements, these really work. Again, it's a no-brainer. I want to have the most accurate news. It's on Tomorrow's News Today. So you tune in because this guy tells you the truth. I'm not trying to get globalist money to lie to you. I want to tell you the truth so we all move forward and win, win, win. I feel good about what I'm doing at a spiritual level, and I'm successful. It's really simple. And I never quantified that until about a decade ago, why I do what I do. I just did what I did, and I let her look back at how I did what I did and why I was so successful. But it came from an organic place of truth. So we got a big sale going right now. It just came in. It's ultra methylene red, a proprietary product. It works great with methylene blue, but by itself is amazing. We now have the capsules that are even stronger than the tincture, just concentrated. It's discounted right now. Methylene red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clearer, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. Has no crash, no junk, no watered-down formula. Just clean daily support people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. Get up to 50% off. And, you know, if you're a prescriber, your subscriber, you can lock in at 50% off. Cancel any time. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
Yes, Alex. Yes. Ready you are.
Cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sun.
If you remember back when Trump was president-elect in November and December of 2024, seems like yesterday and also 1,000 years ago, he was supporting legislation that was bipartisan but mainly Republican-backed, that would give literal liability protection from state, local, and individual, and most of the federal government, other than the executive branch, to a whole list of top AI committees, AI companies. And the legislation would create a board of tech heads who would have the liability protection, but none of their competition would. And Trump's now created a board and has 9 people on it. Now, that legislation got shot down. He brought it back up last year when he got in office. It failed again, so he signed an executive order and set up the commission. Notice Elon Musk is not on it. Ensuring a national policy framework for artificial intelligence. That's what's coming up in the third hour. So just by these corporations and their operations with anything they say is AI, that means anything computers, being above the law, that creates a oligopoly of action, an eminent domain and total control, and they can toxic waste, steal water. They've already been caught doing it, a license to steal. So it establishes an AI dictatorship by the tech heads. That's number one. That's confirmed. Kind of a big deal. And then they are above the law and allowed to have all the energy they want from fossil fuels, but still they're going to have a lot of the green regulations on the general public, though Trump's backed off some of that, where us eating beef is bad, us having a car is bad, you having a space heater is bad, all these jurisdictions banning fireplaces and barbecue pits, that's all bad, even though that's part of the atmosphere and good for the earth. It's all part of it. Methane's good. It's what holds the atmosphere in. We've always had mammals going around and other creatures passing gas. But now we got to shove tubes up the cow's butts in Canada and Europe and capture the methane and pump it into a mine shaft because it's deadly. But AI companies, they can do whatever they want. So when I was the first to say, almost 2 years ago when he's president-elect, I said, this establishes an AI dictatorship. I still support President Trump. People got really mad at me. They said, oh, come on, don't use a term like that. I read the damn legislation. Now mainstream media is even calling it an AI dictatorship. So that's why people pushing back is so important. That's coming up. Now, before I get into all the spectacular military developments, nuclear power plants on fire, record-level drone attacks in Russia, Cuba on the verge of collapsing, and guys, it was in yesterday's stack. But for whatever reason, I usually stack it out there. I threw it in the trash because I was just in a hurry this morning. Reprint me all the Operation Northwoods, ABC News, Operation Northwoods document. It doesn't matter. You can put it on screen. Everybody knows about this. I made five films on it, wrote two books on it. Anybody can search Operation Northwoods. In fact, there's no need to even show it. I'm just neurotic about always showing you something if I say it. Well, we'll still show the ABC News article from 2000 when they first broke it, and then we'll show Northwoods document itself in a moment. But we got some time, so I'm going to get to another group of stories first. But the Pentagon, as you know, came out this weekend and said, we believe, with no evidence, that Cuba's going to launch 300 drones against from Cuba to Florida, and they're going to try to sink our ships. Now, that's Northwoods. That was the U.S. government was going to frame Cuba for that in the early 60s. The fact that they floated that shows they are getting ready to green light that sucker big time. So this is a big, big, big deal. So that's coming up. But first, I want to get to this because I've talked to a lot of people who've talked to Trump behind the scenes and had dinner with him and stuff. And he said, a couple years ago, I'm not talking to you anymore because I would always bring up the shots and he'd been set up and it was wrong. And then Roger confirmed to me over a year ago that he just started screaming at anybody that, you know, would bring it up. But then in that Kennedy tape when he was running for office 2 years ago that his son leaked, you know, he filmed his dad talking to him on the phone and his dad's got it on speaker. And Trump's like, well, you're right. There's too many shots. It's hurting the kids. We got to study it. We got to restrict it. Now Trump's publicly said that. And so it looks like he's starting to come around, at least at certain levels. And then he posts on Truth Social. President Trump posted a video about vaccines captioned, they're all poison, every single one, close quote. And so that's why this is so paradoxical. And now he's like, oh, smaller shots, less shots for kids and smaller amounts. Trump thinks vaccines are too big for babies. Trump official in charge of hantavirus does not believe in vaccines. Not the way they've been deployed, not the way they're infected, corrupted, polluted on purpose with Trojan horses. So let's go to this clip. And then a new clip of Trump. President Trump drops another truth bomb. It doesn't matter how many surgeries you get or how many chemicals you inject into yourself. If you were born with male DNA in every cell of your body, you will never be able to become a woman. You are not going to be a woman, which is all true. And then he's made a statement about going after George Soros with the Justice Department for what he's done. But, I mean, is any of that really going to happen? We got Todd Blanche and Cashkill promising more is coming. We've finally seen some indictments. I want to believe, but I'm not holding my breath. Hear all three of those clips back to back.
Show them the thimerosal bomb, which we keep in a metal container because we're a little afraid of it, and it's a very fine powder.
This is thimerosal, which is labeled very toxic. It has cumulative effects, can cause damage to the kidneys, to the respiratory system, skin, to the nervous system. It specifically warns on here that it can cause reproductive and developmental toxicity, meaning that it can cause things like autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders. This is immensely toxic stuff.
And it's in the vaccine.
And this is what's in the vaccine. It's important to realize we're talking about a whole range of products. Vaccines are a big one because, of course, you're directly injecting it. For example, this is tetanus vaccine. This one expires. It's a little outdated now. In 2007, here's the thimerosal. 1 to 10,000 is a preservative. Perhaps the biggest one in the U.S., at least, that's for exposure to mercury is the influenza vaccine. Influenza vaccine is now recommended for all pregnant women, all infants, all children on a yearly basis. You're supposed
you
to
have last year's influenza? Understand that thimerosal is not added at the end. It's not like, well, that factory next year can make thimerosal free. Thimerosal, you either have to have a thimerosal free factory or you have to not have one. They add thimerosal at each step because the factory is not clean and not sterile. So you either have to have an expensive sterile factory where you don't need thimerosal or you have to have one that produces thimerosal. It's going to need thimerosal or something the whole time. It needs to be stopped.
This is the influenza vaccine from Adventis Pasteur, their flu zone. Thimerosal, 25 micrograms of mercury per dose.
I'd like to point out that a lot of people didn't know, and I'm one of them. I've given 2,000 Rogam shots. I've been in vaccines for 35 years. I didn't know that Rogam had thimerosal in it. So I think a lot of the doctors were unaware. They were unaware that even the word thimerosal meant mercury.
No matter how many surgeries you have or chemicals you inject, if you're born with male DNA in every cell of your body, you can never become a woman. You're not going to be a woman. And that's why last month I proudly signed a historic executive order to ban men from competing in women's sports, and it was very popular and very...
I had one the other night. I went into a restaurant, and this woman stood up. I looked at her immediately. She had money. She wasn't serious. They get paid for it. They're professional from Soros and other people. And we're going to look into Soros because I think it's a RICO case against him and other people. Because this is more than like protests. This is real agitation. This is riots on the street. And we're going to look into that.
What do we do about our country with that? Because we have radicals on the right.
I had one the other night. I went into a restaurant. And
the reason I played that is that's over a year old. Where are the indictments of the NGOs? Where are the indictments of the Soros people all caught red-handed? All the rioting and Tesla garbage and the rest of it. Where? Where are the ICE protesters funded to attack ICE? Premeditated crime. Again, where are the major indictments? Oh, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. Well, my job is getting things right. And again, a lot of my predictions are super complex, hard to make. I made some amazing predictions. They're going to fly planes to the World Trade Center and blame Bin Laden in March. That's when I was the first. In 2001. In March, everybody goes to the July one. And I was the first to say, we played the clips, we're going to fly jets in the World Trade Center, remote control, blaming them in luck. Then I elaborated in July. That was hard to make. That took a lot of research and data. knowing that when we went in 79 days ago after Israel drug us in 80 days ago, they launched the attack on that Friday, we went in that Saturday morning, the middle of the night, that they would close the strait, and the Pentagon assessment was they could, that they probably wouldn't fall for years, and that it would destroy our recovery, and that there would be pressure then for ground troops and full war, which is where we are. 79 days in to this war. And again, I don't mind being called a traitor. I don't mind being called a Qatari agent or an Iranian agent, except it's not true. And the low-grade morons saying that are white-pilled are kind of like Q 2.0, where anything Trump does, it's 5,000-D chess, 85 trillion chess, above God's mind. It's all going to work out. Just sit down and shut up. When in truth, Project OMG Media just a week and a half ago got the footage of high-level officials in the Trump administration going, yeah, we don't listen to him. He thinks he runs things. We do whatever we want. Trump's the problem. We played the video and audio. Trump has millions of people under him. We need to be watchdogs. We need to, 9 times out of 10, when something's bad happens in administration, it's not him. It's globalist rogue elements. But on big things where it is his fault, with Israel leading him around the nose like Iran, we are on his ass. And I get major criticism from people that totally hate Trump and think it's wrong to try to get him back on track. Well, we're supposed to do that. And the other people that are mad saying he's perfect, don't question him at all. Again, I'm going to say this again. If the Democrats are able to get back in, I'm going to oppose them and say lobby against them. The idea that you don't engage in politics and you take your ball and go home is what the bad guys want. CIA knew Iran would shut down the Strait of Hormuz if U.S. attack. Former counterterrorism chief Joe Kent makes bombshell claim. It's not a claim. It was the Pentagon report given to him 6 days before. And all 17 intelligence agencies. And later it came out that Israel, Netanyahu, and the Mossad are the only ones that advised him to do it. Even the IDF said, we don't think it will fall in their report to Trump. The Israelis have a big fight between their intelligence and their military. Now, do you call the IDF Iranian agents because they said that? Netanyahu presented an Iran attack plan to former President Trump, former Secretary of State claims. It's all been admitted. So Joe Kent doesn't claim that. Iran passed a law after Midnight Hammer that the next time they got hit by us, they were going to close the strait. And they can close it. It's only 12 miles wide. They got a damn huge system of artillery and missiles right there. That's why our military, our Navy, won't go into that strait and, quote, guide the ships out. They'll wait on the edge of it because they can't. So I know you already know all this. The point is we're 79 days, almost 80 days into this nightmare. And look at all these articles here in front of me. All of this is interconnected. And the big central banks have unlimited fake currency they can put out. They want recession. They want collapse. They want great reset. They want austerity because they want full control. Got a Larry Fink clip coming up where he said it again. We want to use corporate governance through the ESG, corporate score, social credit score, to control all human behavior using AI. That's coming up third hour. Got the clips, multiple clips of them, old and new. Yeah, here's one of them. So it's all interconnected, and Trump approached this one-dimensionally. Oh, Netanyahu and Mossad say that they'll fall within 4 days. They didn't. And then we're supposed to continue to double down on this idiocy. Look at these headlines. Gas prices up 56% from when Trump got in office a year and a half ago. Do you have any idea what that's doing to everybody? The price of goods and everything else. 90%+ of what you get is delivered by truck. Trump tells Iran, clock is ticking, move fast after a new peace proposal. As analysts predict, likely return to war. I totally agree with that. Not returning to war, but I agree they're going to. The question this week is, does Trump go back to the well of bombing Iran? Oil prices jump after drone attack on UAE nuclear plant. No one knows who did it. Iran's not taking credit. Oil rebounds after Iranian denial. Will under no circumstances give up nuclear program to end war. Okay, we dropped 22,000 bombs on them. They didn't give up. We dropped 7.6 million on Vietnam. They didn't give up. We blew up a lot of stuff with all their boats. Oh, yeah, they're reeling. Americans facing highest Memorial Day gas prices on record. American farmers devastated by shortages of fertilizer and massive energy costs, increased costs by the closure Strait of Hormuz. Special report, alexjoneslive.com. Go watch it. Go share it. This affects everybody. But Lindsey Graham already played this last night. You want to see it, it's at alexjoneslive.com. Just told Fox News, Lindsey Graham did, he is happy for Republicans to lose the midterms because the only thing that matters to him is regime change. It's always been about that. They're basically Democrats, the neocons are. Oh, there's the big deal they got in China. U.S. announced a $70 billion farm products deal with China over the next few years. Next 3 years. Whoop-de-doo. Came back empty-handed. That was already a deal. Trump facing worst polls ever of any president. That's not just hype. I've looked at the index of polls. I know they're internal polls. That is absolutely right. He's down at 30 points from 56 when he fired the great Elon Musk. This is spelling doom for the GOP prospects in the midterms. So that's just the reality. Oh, but the white pillars, just be positive and everything will be okay. So let's go to the guy that's had now over $20 million given by the Israelis that we know of. So there's a lot more. Try to beat Thomas Massie. Here he is saying $5 a gallon gas is, well, 5D chess. Then we have the Iran's main military leader saying back off, don't send your ships in or watch what happens. And then that dovetails with a crazy pastor not worried about nuclear war or any of this at that big Christian event on the mall. But thank God we finally got Trump. After 200 years, we get a golden ballroom. What is it, a golden calf? I'm fine with the new ballroom, but why do we hear about it all the time? Why does Trump obsess over it all the time? Why are there preachers? Oh, after 2 years, finally the Messiah is here. We got a ballroom. This is weird. Then people are attacking Speaker Johnson, who I don't like. He's saying insider trading is okay. We deserve to make money here in Congress. We don't make enough money. But American citizens can't do that. Plus, I don't have access for insider trading to do what you do. But he did say that we get our rights from God, not government, which is good. So I thought I would juxtapose something good from the faith rally. And then let's just end it with a drone, one of hundreds and hundreds that hit Moscow, flying into an apartment building. All of this backed by NATO, all these drones guided by U.S. satellites. Here's the clips.
During his speech, Gowrie noted how the Kentucky business community and farmers are being squeezed by the rising cost of fuel and fertilizer. That prompted me to ask how he feels about the war in Iran, which has caused prices to soar.
The president is playing five-dimensional chess. He is resetting the entire global power structure. So let him work through that to reset that, to set the conditions for just like President Reagan did. Exactly like President Reagan did.
To see him and ارتش آمریکایی این است که قبل از اینکه دریای عمان تبدیل به گورستانی برای ناوهای شما باشه
خودتون برید عقب.
درکمون اینه که محاصره دریایی یک جنگه و مقابله با اون رو حق طبیعی خودمون میدونیم و اگر تا الان صبر کردیم معناش این نیست که ما پذیرفتیم این شما.
It's hard to believe that it would take two centuries for the Lord to raise up a great man to bring that ballroom finally to stand where it needs to stand. It's extraordinary. We only had to wait 200 years.
Well, look, you know, the salary of Congress has been frozen since 2009. You know, when you adjust for inflation, a member of Congress today is making 31% less than they made in that year. It goes down every year. And over time, if you stay on this trajectory, you're going to have less qualified people who are willing to make the extreme sacrifice to run for Congress. I mean, it's just people just make a reasonable decision as a family on whether or not they can come and move to Washington, have a residence here, a residence at home, and do all the things that are required. So the counterargument is, and I have some sympathy, look, at least let them, like, engage in some stock trading so that they can continue to, you know, take care of their family.
It's an apartment building getting hit. Imagine this happened hundreds and hundreds of times in the last 2 days.
Yeah, boy.
All right, let's stop right there. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open the phones up in the next hour for first-time callers on any issue you want to discuss, any of the topics I've raised. You agree with me, you disagree with me, you got a question for me, you got a comment. All I ask for is a clean phone line, and you start talking. We don't screen your calls. Callers, my pet peeves, you get on the air and they go, can I talk about this? Can I talk about that? We didn't screen your call when you called. We're not doing it on air, sweetheart. We love you. I want to hear from you. Let's put that number up on screen for everybody, and I can give the number out for radio listeners. 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. Just put in the U.S. country access code. You're calling from a foreign country, and then 512-266-0642. But that is where we are. I want to take your calls coming up next hour, and I'm going to get into the ticks, the confirmed bioweapon attacks, and the mosquitoes. I'm going to get into massive news coming out dealing with the AI data centers. I'm going to get into some of the good things Trump's doing, EPA unwinds, massive Biden-era auto emissions regulations where carbon dioxide is a poison, so you got to basically ban your car. We've got a bunch of news dealing with the free speech crackdowns all over the world, what the left's planning if they get the Republicans out of office. It is all coming up. Big developments on so many fronts. The EU officially trying to expand its dictatorship and get rid of any vestige of national sovereignty. The huge Tommy Robinson rally. Keir Starmer, is he going to resign? It's all coming up. But don't forget, this is an information war. Override the AI. Override the censors. Take the live feed from alexjoneslive.com/show. With my show, the other shows, the live feeds, the network feeds, alexjoneslive.com/show. And share the Rumble feed, rumble.com/the Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new site. Just launched 10 days ago, 700,000 followers. Want to thank everybody for following that. It's exploding. Rumble.com/the Alex Jones Show Live. So you can get our feed at alexjoneslive.com/show. Or on Rumble, or on X at Real Alex Jones, and the network feed on X at AJN Live. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable. TK-421. Cabling complete. No faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Keep your eyes on the road and your hand upon the wheel. Let's roll, baby, roll. Coming up, tons of news. I haven't even got to yet. Let it roll, baby, roll. All night long. All right, so last year they passed a law that they're triggering Selective Service whether you like it or not. They're getting ready for the draft. You got Massey, the candidate running against him, saying we need the draft installed now. We can't wait. We got to go to full world war. Play the clip yesterday. Can't make it up. And you got a professor here out of Canada talking about this. You can look this up. Indeed, this all goes into place. Europe's fired up the draft again. They're getting ready. Here it is. Clip 58.
But America's always had a draft. But for the longest time, it didn't really care whether or not you actually signed up for the draft. And starting in December, participation in the draft will be automatic, meaning that if you're between 18 to 24 in America and you're male, you'll be automatically put into the draft system.
From when?
I mean, from December.
This year?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
So between the age of 18 and 25, you think... And what does that really mean? Well, I've not really experienced that in my lifetime. So it means that if you're between the age of 18 and 24, either gender...
No, male.
Male, then you have to sign up for the army.
No, you're already put into a draft.
Oh, you're already... Okay, but you might be called upon.
That's right. It's a lottery system.
They're turning it on. They're CNN. Automatic military draft resignation. Automatic military draft... Registration takes effect in December. Here's how it would work. Now they're telling us, oh, we're really doing this. This is really happening. And the same thing's happening in New Zealand and Australia and France and Germany and Sweden and the UK and Canada. Oh, and they're saying a bunch of countries have already passed it. Women are going to be drafted too. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that fair? Isn't that good? You too can be the target of a bunch of drones and missiles. So we're going to come back, hear a little bit from Carl Sagan on Flat Earth. I love it. Most of the attacks just be they go, Alex Jones believes the Earth is flat and lizard people. That's other people. That's not me. No. We live on a globe, ladies and gentlemen. You look at the other planets and see it for yourself. Or the sun. But people don't trust anything from the system now, which I think is healthy overall. But then that doesn't mean that then everything is fake. But when you have an illiterate population that just wakes up to the fact they've been lied to, then they don't know what to believe. They have no idea. So that's coming up as well on the other side of this quick break. But the good news is all over the Western world, no one's not letting them have their gay pride parades, but governments aren't financing it because the BlackRock ESGs got cut off, something Trump got done, where the big central banks made everybody do this, and so suddenly there's no big events and no big parades and nobody's showing up. Though the public schools are still trying to march the kids out during it and brainwash them. But we're moving forward, very positive things happening, thanks to all of you, and thanks to the left and the pedos pushing too hard. They've now really got a huge backlash going. So that's all coming up as well. Remember, the bad guys don't want anybody to hear this. They fight with the devil to stop it. So what do? You share the live feeds right now at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
The answer.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now, even back when I was a super cheerleader for Trump, because overall, he was doing such a great job, I always made it clear, I'm not Make America Great Again, I am 1776. And it's the 1776 movement that I launched during the Tea Party that you helped me launch, that we launched together, that brought back true American values and ideas and our identity as a national, sovereign, Christian, free market, laissez-faire, expansionist, pioneering people. That's the spirit. That's the unifying spirit. A manifest destiny for all of humanity versus the communist, kleptocratic, neo-feudalistic, fascist, globalist system. And so, yeah, I'm great. Make America great. How about make America free again? How about make America virtuous again? How about get America back closer to God again? But I'm like, okay, MAGA, cute. Yeah, whatever. I support that. But I'm not MAGA. So when Trump said Alex Jones is in MAGA multiple times a few months ago, great. Because if you represent MAGA with having foreign powers and foreign countries running us, and anybody in Congress that's a great voting record that disagrees with something wrong you're doing, you target them. Now he's going after Boebert, after MTG and Massey and the rest of it. Well, I don't want to be at your cool kid Jeffrey Epstein table over there with you and Howard Lutnick. You decided to get off track, not us. We've got Massey talking about the Epstein class and just how shocking the documents are, including documents public hasn't been able to see. Can you imagine, after the millions of things we saw, the pedophilia, the human trafficking, the torturing children, the cannibalism, what it was that was so horrible, more than 50% wasn't released. Can you imagine? And then the guy that was at the tip of the spear getting it done is the bad guy? But I see this phenomenon on X and Instagram and everywhere with viral videos. You see it too. Where they'll look at some courthouse that's a beautiful courthouse and say, this is a million years old. Humans couldn't build this. Even though you can go to the records and see old black and white photos of being built. You see that weird phenomenon. And then you also see the phenomenon of the Earth's flat. Even though you can get your own private telescope and go out in the desert in a clear night and just, and you know, hook a time-lapse camera up to the optical and sit there and watch moons and planets turn. They're round. Because when all this exploded and everything was molten liquid, in a vacuum of space, things go into balls. Just like with a welding arc, any welder will tell you, go, what's falling off that? If you get with a magnifying glass, what hits the ground is little tiny ball bearings. They're liquid hot when they're burning in the arc. They fall through the air. And by the time they hit the ground, a second later, they're solid and they bounce. The sun is turning. You can put a green filter on a telescope. It'll burn your eyeball out if you don't. You can aim it at the sun. And you can sit there with spots on the sun. That's solar flares. They look like spots. They're shooting out like black spots because they're cooler than the sun itself because they're going out into space. And you can sit there over an hour and you can see that little black spot move because it's turning. It's rotating. You don't see in any telescopes out in space, big flat pancakes floating around. And I'm not trying to get off on a jag about this. It's just, I constantly see in my feeds, you're covering up the flat earth. And it's just, it's so, like, why don't we fly off the planet if it's turning at 27,000 miles an hour? Why do you not fly out of a jumbo jet at 700 miles an hour? Because you take off slow. It's centrifugal force. Now, if the plane came to a stop in 1 second, you break your neck. But these people have no understanding, and it's so frustrating. But when you awaken the general public they've been lied to, there are a lot of ignorant people who don't have any facts, who know they're being lied to, so again, everything must be a lie. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Carl Sagan back in the early 80s explaining who first postulated in ancient Egypt that the world was round and that it took thousands of years for it to be proven. Here it is.
Here's a map of ancient Egypt. I've inserted two sticks or obelisks, one up here in Alexandria and one down here in Syene. Now, if at a certain moment each stick casts no shadow at all, that's perfectly easy to understand, provided the earth is flat. If the shadow at Syene is at a certain length, and the shadow at Alexandria is the same length, that also makes sense on a flat earth. But how could it be, Eratosthenes asked, that at the same instant there was no shadow at Syene and a very substantial shadow at Alexandria? The only answer was that the surface of the earth is curved. Not only that, but the greater the curvature, the bigger the difference in the lengths of the shadows. The sun is so far away that its rays are parallel when they reach the earth. Sticks at different angles to the sun's rays will cast shadows of different lengths. For the observed difference in the shadow lengths, the distance between Alexandria and Syene had to be about 7 degrees along the surface of the earth. By that I mean, if you imagine these sticks extending all the way down to the center of the earth, they would there intersect at an angle of about 7 degrees. Well, 7 degrees is something like a 50th of the full circumference of the earth, 360 degrees. Eratosthenes knew the distance between Alexandria and Syene. He knew it was 800 kilometers. Why? Because he hired a man to pace out the entire distance so that he could perform the calculation I'm talking about. Now, 800 kilometers times 50 is 40,000 kilometers. So that must be the circumference of the earth. That's how far it is to go once around the earth. That's the right answer. Eratosthenes' only tools were sticks, eyes, feet, and brains, plus a zest for experiment.
And that's how we have cell phones and cars and missiles and all of it. And that's how the ancients, then, when we finally got navigation in the last 600 years, proved it was round because they were able to navigate off the stars. Unbelievable. Just because the government and the media lie about a bunch of stuff doesn't mean everything else is thrown out, folks. This is what science is about. And I know most of the audience knows that, but I mean, I'm still worried about people that get really pissed off at me, even on the street sometimes. Yeah, you know it's really flat, you liar. I'm just like, okay, man. Can't help you. Can't help you. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. And then coming up, Bill Gates of the UN are really pissed. Their funding's cut off, something good Trump did. They got all these videos of them freaking out, basically almost brought to tears over it. So they're trying to launch these new pandemics. We also had the Pentagon over the weekend. Oh, we don't have any evidence, but we think Cuba's going to launch 300 drones in the U.S., Operation Northwoods, false flag extravaganza incoming. And Trump says he wants regime change in Cuba. And some will say, well, don't you want regime change? Yeah, but I don't want to attack U.S. cities and blame it on Cuba. I don't want to do Operation Northwoods. And I don't want to do what we did in Venezuela, have regime change and put the vice president as a communist in and have no elections. And that's what the CIA has been meeting last week with the deputy saying, we'll put you in charge, get rid of Raul Castro and the rest of all this stuff, so we'll replace one dictator with another. False flag alert. U.S. intelligence claims Cuba considering drone strikes on Key West, Florida, American military vessels at Guantanamo Bay amid Trump admin push for regime change. Now, that's an AlexJonesLive.com article, but you can go just type in the search engine yourself. Pentagon warns of Cuban drone attack on Florida and on U.S. ships. There it is. Exclusive. U.S. eyes attack drone threat from Cuba. Axios, which is a CIA publication, and Washington Post and all the rest of them. So they're definitely gearing up that. Florida Key Sheriff urges calm following report Cuban drones could hit Key West. That is absolutely the pretext for U.S. invasion. And the CIA set up Kennedy with the Bay of Pigs. I just don't trust any of this. Cuban regime denies reports of possible drone attacks on Guantanamo Bay and Key West. That's the Navy base, and we got a lease forever on in Cuba and on Key West, obviously, in Florida. Wild stuff. And I noticed last night, because I love reading the comments, I get so many good ideas and tips. I got home, had dinner, hung out with the family. 9-year-old went to bed. Well, my old mother kids are grown up, out of the nest. And I went in and was looking at the videos we posted from the show and checking those. And I saw a bunch of comments. You liar. Nobody's saying drones are going to attack for Cuba. There's no Operation Northwoods. You're a liar. But we do, you know, it's just like, come on. Come on. Don't be scared of information. Don't be scared of facts. It's like when Trump started a few months ago saying we need ground troops. The head of the army said don't do it, so he fired him. I noticed all the neocons were in my feed saying, nobody's planning ground troops, while the neocons are on TV promoting ground troops. They always want to kill our opposition. It's not happening. Nothing's happening. Go to sleep while they get it launched. Sleepwalking is in a total war. All right. Ellie, Daniel, Bruce, Christian, Amber, Dave, we're going to your calls right now. I'll take them in the order they received. Holding the longest would be Dave in Idaho. Dave, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going, Alex? Love you, man.
Hey, I'm only here because you guys support us. I'm doing great. Still in the fight. Thanks for keeping me here.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Been watching you for many, many years. Hey, two things. One, what happened during all the campaign speeches? What happened to this whole statement that Trump used to say? We're going to be winning so much that you're going to just get tired of winning. You're going to say, oh, Mr. President, we just can't take the winning anymore. You remember that?
In fact, crew, pull up, he said it 100 times, pull up Trump, you're going to be so tired of winning clip. And look, I don't want to be bashing Trump. We know the Democrats are far worse. My point is we are supposed to bitch when we think something's wrong and still support the good things.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely, man. It's just kind of ironic. It's like, well, wait a minute. And I said, no, I'm not tired of winning. I don't even feel like we've won anything yet.
Well, you're not winning with 56% increase in fuel since you got in. You're not winning with inflation off the chart.
Exactly.
You're not winning with our credit value about to be dropped and the dollar plunging. You're not winning with Larry Fink so happy this war's going. That's not winning for you?
No, gosh, if that's winning, man, I'd hate to be losing.
Exactly. So where do you see this going?
I don't know, man. Something's happened. It's either one of two things. He's either losing his mind in some regard, or he's compromised. It's got to be one of the two.
Well, I know this, and I don't need to prove this. Trump said, tune into Mark Levin. He's what I believe. But over the weekend, I saw these clips, and I played them yesterday. But I was thinking about it last night when I was watching the rebroadcast. Trump literally repeats word for word what Mark Levin says. So he's like, we were in this war a decade, and this war 15 years, and this war 5 years, so this is okay, we're in this war. But they didn't close the Strait of Hormuz, and it wasn't at a point that America was about to go bankrupt if your financial plan didn't work. And you said you wouldn't do this war. So, but again, he's word for word. How the hell did we wake up with the no ratings, neocons being Trump's brain? Do you think that's because he's compromised or because somehow Mark Levin has hypnotized him, or are they secretly married? Are they secretly a gay couple?
Yeah. There's something going on because this is not the Trump that used to be. Hey, can I ask you one other thing?
Sure.
What the heck is going on, man, with this chemtrail stuff? I mean, what? How come Kennedy? Nobody's involved. Nobody. Everybody's just put their head in the sand. Nobody will address this.
Yeah. Kennedy started to look and said it's the Department of Energy, which we already knew. It's a geoengineering program.
Yeah.
And they're absolutely adding to the jet fuel, and that's the main way the nuclei come out. And it is 100% going on. I see the crew pulled up one shot, but I mean, this is nothing. I mean, there's some new shots that have come out where it shows time lapse. The whole sky darkened by this. And then you have the CIA director for Obama admitting they were doing it. But then we're not supposed to talk about it. Absolutely. I mean, you know, they were supposed to. Kennedy said what last year? He said, oh, we have the documents. We're about to bring out a report on all this. Yeah, here's some new footage. I mean, look at this. And again, folks, I know the atmosphere. My dad's a pilot. I grew up in Civil Air Patrol. Okay, I'm 52. There was a Nobel Prize won for climate control to, quote, block solar rays for global warming in 92. Bill Gates gets behind it. By 95, they started a Department of Energy program doing it. And I remember until the mid-90s, you would see ice trails, usually only in the winter and at high altitude, and they would form and disappear in a minute or two. These things come in at like 3,000 feet in the hot summer and immediately form and then turn into clouds and don't go away. That's not ice crystals. That's not ice crystals. That is artificial aluminum dioxide barium salts. Go ahead.
It says, no, that's just a conspiracy theory.
Well, how old are you, Dave?
I'm early 60s.
So you're a little older than me. So is your memory the same? You remember being a kid, an adult, until the mid-90s, and you asked your parent, what's that? They'd say, oh, that's ice crystals at 30,000 feet. Remember how they would disappear very quickly?
Yep.
Did you ever? Oh, yeah, you'll see real ones, exactly. You'll see real ones right next to other ones that don't go away.
And exactly.
And the other plane, yeah, exactly. When you were a kid, or up until the mid-90s, when you're like 45, 30 years old,
yeah.
Did you ever see one stay up there for an hour?
Nope, never.
What about 5 minutes? I never saw 5 minutes.
No, they're gone within a few seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. And it's just like, if you don't use the exact terminology, what is it, stratospheric aerosol injection or whatever they call it?
That's it.
If you say chemtrails, no, that's all fake. That's all nonsense.
Yeah, when you do a FOIA request for that, they go, that doesn't exist. It's not called that. It's called exactly what you just said. So, and then Bill Gates is on TV saying he's doing it. He's blocking out the sun. And then the CIA director admits they've been doing it. But he says, but we don't let the public to know because they'll sue. But then he goes on C-SPAN and admits it.
I don't know what's going on. When is this going to even be addressed out loud in public by Kennedy or somebody? Just say, hey, we're looking into this, and we're going to do something about it ASAP. But it's just like everyone drags their feet. No one cares.
Here's what we know. This started about 30 years ago. And so the average 30-year-old has just grown up and think this is completely normal. And so that's like all this stuff. Those of us that are older literally have a brain trust because we remember when all this stuff was different. We have to get our testimonies on record for people and explain this to people because the young people, a lot of them don't know because they've never grown up in a system that wasn't under this. Thanks for the call. And I'm glad you called about that because I had that on the list today. They showed the new footage, and I was going to talk about exactly what you just talked about. So thank you for calling. Yeah, there's the new footage I said today. I mean, look at this. This was shot like last week. I mean, look at that. I got up, I don't know, it was about a week ago, and I went for a hike. I go out to all the fire department roads they built all over Austin where nobody goes to hike. Everybody goes to hike, like, you know, a few areas with just people everywhere. I go where nobody's at. You see huge rattlesnakes and eagles and everything else. And so I just randomly look on a map where, and I don't even need to. I just park on the side of a road and know there's going to be fire breaks and just go in the woods. And, you know, and I'm on county or city land, just hike this big, big two-lane, you know, deals. Awesome. It's total adventure. I go everywhere. And you'll find weird containment ponds and stuff. And it's government property and there's no one there. And you go fishing or just jerking 5-pound bass out. I mean, it's just if I had time, that's all I'd be doing. And it's like a 6-foot rattlesnake the other day. by the time it shot off in the woods, I didn't get the video of it. But why was I telling that story? Oh, it was out like a week and a half ago. And so I get out there when it's dark and the sun comes up and it's crystal blue sky. It was on a weekend. So I was going to do like a longer hike. So I did like a 7 mile hike. By the time I get back to the truck, got out there at like 6:45. By the time I get back at like 9:30, the sky, and it's all low, 3,000-4,000 feet, is just solid chemtrail. And I mean, I'm watching this with my eyeballs. And it pisses me off. Now, I told the story. They had some county workers out there that keep those roads open in case there's a big fire. We still have fire breaks in Texas, unlike California and places, who hadn't kept them up in 40 years. The fires just raced through. And so I see this truck drive out, this county truck, and it gets on the road. And I go, am I seeing what I'm seeing? This giant snake comes down out of the bottom. It's like 60 feet ahead of me. And I got an iPhone in my pocket. I'm like, I'm like, am I on acid? And it drops on the ground and then shoots off into the woods. And I mean, I could see the rattle on the end of it. Huge diamondback. That's cool. All right, let's go back to your calls. Let's jam in one more before break here. Who's up next? Daniel in Arizona. You're up next. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, if you remember that Jesus said, you have heard it said, hate your enemies and love your friends. Well,
that's not what Jesus said. Love your enemies.
No, he said, you have heard it said in the past. You have heard it said, hate your enemies and love your friends. But I say, love your enemies and pray for those persecuted. Right. So, you know, there was a system of thinking before that said, hate your enemies. So the New Testament is like a spirit-inspired take on the Old Testament, including New Testament doctrines. And the Talmud is the continuation of this earthly demonic wisdom. And so they have enemies from way in ancient times that they hate, okay? And one of them is called Edom. Edom. Which is now they redefined Edom to be the West. Okay, if you can look this up.
I mean, Harrison, in my recommendation, made a documentary, 50 million views about it, and I've been talking about it for decades. And then now the rabbis, a bunch of them, say that the new Rome is America and the West, and we're going to be destroyed because Titus sacked Jerusalem in 70 AD. And so, yeah, they've got a big beef. Yeah, I know about it.
Yeah,
I'm glad you called in. You're telling me, oh, you can check this out. I know all about it. You must not listen to the show.
Yeah. So, in their eschatology, in the Jewish eschatology, right before the Messiah comes, the West or Edom has a war with Persia, and both of them are destroyed. So, in the mind of Bibi, that's what he's trying to fulfill. By misleading.
Yeah, did you see Harrison Smith's 20-minute documentary on this?
Well, I know that different points are touched on, but I'm not sure that the particular.
No. I'm not mad you called in about this. You're just telling me about it. I'm telling you I know about it. So I'm going to ask the question. Did you see Harrison's documentary?
Is it the one that he recently put out about, like, how Bibi said, like, one of the clips is where he's talking about how the Jews were defeated by Rome in the past, but in this time around...
I just want people to know about the documentary. Hey, call Harrison. I forget the name of it. It's called The Eighth Front. The Eighth Front. Yeah, it's got 21 million views there. I saw it on, like, Instagram. It was, like, 40 million. Yeah, there it is. We'll come right back to you. Don't hang up. I need funds to even operate this network and to finish the new studios. Plus, the information is vital, as you know. The bad guys want us off air. They tried to move heaven and earth to get us off air. I can't do this without you. So I'm asking folks that have gotten the products and love them to remind you to get them again at theauctionstore.com. And I want to talk to the vast majority of you that love the show, share articles, videos, great, but you never go to theauctionstore.com. You're missing out not only on getting great products, but on standing up for yourself and your family in the future. It takes money, time, and energy to fight a war, and we are financing our war of truth, our information war against the globalists, having great effects because of your support. So I want to salute those that have supported us, and I want to encourage those that have been on the fence and never bought any product. You're really missing out. Our ultramethylene blue, our bovine colostrum, our RSC moss, our Shilajit, not sexy names, but sexy effects, folks. All the products I sell you really, really work. That's why you just need to try them and see what it does. I start with methylene blue. 99% of people, more than that, I believe it's like 500 people and 3 people didn't feel it. It's all on medical record, what it does, skipping the oxidation process of the cells. Does it act as a stimulant, but feels like a stimulant, no letdown. Then we have methylene red in the tincture and the capsule. The capsules are even more concentrated. It goes the methylene blue in an excellent way, but on its own is incredible. Methylene red capsules, and so these are brand new in the store right now, to 50% off. Methylene red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clear, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. No crash, no junk, no watered down formula, just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. And if you're a subscriber, you get up to 50% off. You can cancel anytime, but it locks into 50% off going forward. Cancel one click for free anytime. But 25% off for everybody else, introductory price. Then we got two big buy one, get one free specials that are only running until Monday. Buy one T3 iodine, the very best, purest iodine out there that is atomic and essential in the body. All the other iodines out there are bound to an element. You don't get full absorption. One of the biggest problems, just look this up for yourself, over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. So many of the neurological disorders and diseases are caused by iodine deficiency. Even the so-called daily allowance of iodine is way lower. Nutritionists I've talked to and scientists say, so you need this, and it's the best iodine you're going to get. You can buy one bottle of T3 iodine and get another bottle absolutely free. You can also get Ultimate Life Force, the Spike Protein Detox, Cardiovascular Booster, great for children, women, men, old folks, you name it. It is incredible. The strongest, best detoxification formula out there, Ultimate Life Force. It's a big old bottle. I got one right here. Buy one, get one free right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support, because I can't do this without you. And I'll just be quite frank with you. We're bringing in right now enough money to pay the bills and for the legal, you know, the globalists always trying to shut us down. And that's not good to be on, you know, 10th of a tank. I need to be able to hire more crew, more reporters, more hosts, and scale up and finish the new studios. And we're going to do it, but it's up to you. You are the game changer here. I need you to take action right now at thealexjonesstore.com. These are incredible products. You're really missing out. And again, regardless, take the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and the network at AJ and Live on X and on Rumble. Here's the new address. Almost 700,000 followers in just 9-10 days. I want to thank everybody for doing that. Love Rumble. We're really going to partner with them. So many big announcements, new shows, more coming. Just get ready. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, Daniel, go ahead and finish your points. I wasn't mad at you. I sounded irritated. Yes, I know what you're talking about. You were just asking if I knew about it. And again, there's a lot of different rabbinical teachings. There's, you know, hundreds of books that were written after the Old Testament, and I understand that Christianity is the New Testament, and that's what I follow, and it makes a lot of sense. Obviously, you see the whole world basically rising up against it. But it is true that a lot of the rabbis and what they call right wing around Netanyahu and the ones that commit genocide and all the rest of it say that because Titus sacked Rome, anybody in the West deserves to be destroyed. And they do believe that we're going to have a big square off with Iran, and then that will actually bring us down. Then Israel will be the new superpower. We saw Netanyahu say that last week. He talked about, you know, Pompeo sent in Titus to do that, but you're a better Pompeo now. We're not going to get you. So, yeah, that is some of the bizarre rationale. I mean, imagine, you know, we talk about reparations. The majority of whites that immigrated here, our ancestors, weren't here when slavery went on, and only 2% of people that were here had slaves in the South. So the idea that whites should pay reparations for what their ancestors did, even if their ancestors did it, you're not guilty for what your grandpa did. But imagine you didn't even do it, and your great-grandpa wasn't even here. He was in Poland or Russia or, you know, Italy or something. How the hell do you do that? And then you've got a big rabbinical teaching that everybody deserves to die because somebody in your ancestors did something to their ancestors. It's just crazy. So what is your summation on this?
Well, one of the points was that, you know, you will hate your enemies, right? So in other words, that there is nothing that we can do for the person who subscribes to that doctrine. There is nothing that can be done for them that will make them see us as their ally. There is no amount of good that can be done for them. They will always and forever see us as their enemy until their version of prophecy comes true. And so we have these people who, no matter what we do for them, will see us as their enemy and will always plot and plan our destruction and hate us. And somebody needs to tell Trump that Bibi is not doing him any favors, that Bibi, in his mind, he is bringing the Messiah by bringing about this eschatology that says Edom has to fight with Persia and they will destroy one another mutually. That is his plan, his intention.
Well, notice Israel struck on February 28th. That's that, you know, Purim or whatever, when the Jews rose up and killed hundreds of thousands of Persians. So it's that was 20-something, 2,400 years ago. It is, talk about a long beef. It is something else. Thanks for the call. But I'm going to take your call and tag it on the front of the 8-front war that Harrison put out, and we'll re-upload that to X. We'll re-upload that to Rumble. People need to see this for themselves because this is the rationale of some of the folks running Israel that are doing this. You got a bunch of other rabbinical groups that say Israel shouldn't even exist and that it's the devil. And my only point is it's not some monolith over there. And I'm not an apologist. I mean, if I wore a Hitler uniform, I would be more popular right now. I mean, people, it's the hottest thing. People hate Israel. It's the most unpopular country in the world. It's done a bunch of bad stuff with its leadership. It's seen as the establishment of the establishment. So when I sit there and moderate it and say, well, you know, there's other things in the world going on as well, that's what Bill Maher said. And I don't agree with Bill Maher on a lot of stuff, but I mean, overall, he's like, why don't people care about millions of Christians getting killed by the Muslims in Africa? Because it's not Jews. Why don't people care about communist China and 3 million Muslim, you know, Uyghurs in camps where their organs being harvested? Because it's not Jews. And so my only point is that I cover it all. I get into the Levon affair and the Liberty and make films about it and don't want Israel running our foreign policy. And I'm backing Congressman Massey and all the rest of it. But there is a weird spiritual nature to it where a lot of these Jewish groups are obsessed with themselves. They're the center of the universe. And the people that hate Jews, it becomes the center of the universe where if you even say, hey, let's look at China or let's look at what India is doing with, you know, flooding us or whatever. It's like, oh, God, covered up for the Jews. And it becomes a way to, like, not be informed about other stuff. So that's my point, is that all I've gotten is hell from the Israel lobby and lawsuits and attacks and demonization and for opposing this war, Trump demonizing me. So I don't sit there and moderate that on Israel because I'm getting a little pat on the head from Netanyahu. It's because I am a Christian. I have the Holy Spirit in me. Certainly not perfect. I see through rose-colored darkly. But God's light, it was there. I see it. It shines through me, though tempered by my fallen nature. And I just call balls and strikes. And I'm not going to get down on some tribal level because I don't like what the Israel lobby does. Nasty, terrible. But then I've seen the Nazi lobby for another 32 years constantly, you know, showing up at the studio. You better come out and say, kill all the Jews or you work for them. And it was like a weird cult of neurotics and all. They lie about stuff. And I watched the Nazis all fight with each other. And then the Southern Poverty Law Center runs them with the ADL. This is nasty, folks. This is nasty. And, you know, I know the truth about World War II. It's declassified. It was known then. Hitler made a deal with the rich Jews to not let other Jews escape unless they paid the rich Jews some of the money. Hitler would get two-thirds. The Zionists would get a third. And they wrote in Zionist publications that we're not letting any Jews get out of Europe unless they come to us. That's sick. So you also have these ultra-evil mafia Jews, cult Jews, that control all the other Jews by creating the fear and funding the Nazis. And that's why in my 30-plus years on air, I knew that right at the start. Because I had all these top experts, former high-level FBI, you know, top generals, explaining how it worked. They said, listen, the Israel lobby and other groups control the white supremacists to create the problem to make them the Jews the center of the universe so that the rich Jews can control the poor Jews to hide behind what they're doing, and then the rich Jews get to cover what they're doing. And, man, the Nazis came after me and death-threatened me and everything because you don't expose the big secret. And that's why they act like, you know, they're against Soros, the right-wing people in Israel, but they're really not. It's all part of a dialectic. Just like Israel created Hamas and funded them, and just like our government helped create Al-Qaeda. And again, when I point that out, our government's created fake terror groups. The British did it before Israel existed. This is done. And I'll never forget, when I was having all the Liberty survivors on and making films about all this, they were saying, and the judge advocate general who had the secret trial said, you know, they talked to the admiral and everybody about, they sent the planes to save the Liberty, and McNamara comes on the sat link to phone and says, you will turn the planes back. He turns them back. He sends them again. And then he says, I'm not doing it. McNamara says, turn the planes back. He says, I'm not doing it. Let's air for the president. LBJ gets on the link, tells him, I want that GD ship on the bottom. You're not going to embarrass our ally. Well, that's because LBJ parked the ship there to do it. Even the captain thought it was weird where they were parked and everything. It was a deal to sink it, to blame Egypt to get into war with the Russians who were going to back Egypt, just like Operation Northwoods right around that same time a few years before had been planned. And the Nazis are like, oh, you're covering for the Jews. What? I'm having the people on that were there. They were in, it makes them just as guilty. I'm telling you the true story of what happened. But it's like, no. The U.S. government does not stage Gulf of Tonkin. It does not do Northwoods. It doesn't do bad. Only Jews can do it. And that's just mentally ill, folks. Okay? So I just report the facts. USS Liberty was a joint operation with the Israelis and the U.S. government to go to war with Egypt and the Russians, and then Israel will be given a greater Israel. And you notice the old plans and the new plans. It's the same crap. Over and over again. And now a nuclear reactor in the UAE got blown up. Even the UAE says the missiles didn't come out anywhere controlled by Iranians, not by the Houthis, not by the Hezbollah. And Iran said they didn't do it. Iran says they did blow up the missile base in Israel. Was that a false flag? Probably. So this is getting bad, folks. All right, moving on here. That is because I censor. We just gave a guy on the Jews 25 minutes. That's a joke. Other callers get like two, but let's go ahead and who's up next here? Bruce in Alabama, go ahead. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Professor Alex, you're brilliant. I just listen to you all the time. I just can't believe how educated I am now because I've listened to you for 20 years. I'm 72 years old, a farmer, very southern part of the state in Alabama, Andalusia. And I have noticed over the past 3 or 4 years, the bugs have disappeared.
They have.
I used to be a truck driver a long time, and you'd go down the road 10 miles, and you'd have to stop and clean your windshield. Well, now you don't do that anymore. You don't have to. I noticed from direct observation that the bees are gone. They're dwindling. They're almost non-existent. And I wanted to know if you have. I listened all the time, but have you ever had Dane Whittington on from Geoengineering Watch?
We probably had him on about 40 times, but in the last few years, he's very hard to get. Only in fact, Dane Whittington next week, please, or this week. I've only had him on like once a year now. He's very hard to get because he's so busy in scientific research and managing his huge wildlife preserves. But he is incredible. But I mean, here's the deal. I rode motorcycles when I was younger. All of it. Anybody knows driving around Texas. East Texas is like Alabama. It's like a jungle. You had to stop for a few hours to clean the bugs off. I can drive in the spring or the summer during prime bug time, and there's like 3 bugs on my windshield, bro, and all the studies show it, and all the farmers are seeing it. It is incredible. It's like it's just everything's
another
gone.
Angle to it is that Alex, he postulates that, you know, the HAARP systems and the ionospheric heating that they're doing with some type of electromagnetic waves have caused these severe droughts, and that they're able to actually control the weather, and that that we're just not very far off from total collapse. So the AI, the data control, the crooked elections, none of it means anything if we can't get any food. Do you think, this is the question, do you think that it's because the magnetic poles are shifting that they're spraying all this stuff in the air to try and save
well, first off, let me tell you the answer, because I know the answer. Again, even mainline universities, mainline scientific studies, we're putting them on screen, there's insect collapse in every Western nation. And it is the 5G, the towers mess up, different insects. They use magnetic lines and the sun to operate. Also I got big studies that when insects eat GMO crops, their stomachs explode. That's in congressional testimony. Then you get the aluminum dioxide poisoning the ground, the trees dying, also poisoning, the insects. Whittington gets into that. The studies all over the Western world, you know, the aluminum is 30, 40, 50 times what it should be. And then you've got, as you said, more solar radiation coming in, which the chemtrails actually increase. They don't block it. And so the answer to your question is, I think you already said it. You have the answer. It is a cocktail of things. Hey, our IQs are plunging. Our life expectancy is plunging. All life on Earth is, the oceans are dying. And you're like, wait, you're an environmentalist. No, no. The globalists kill the Earth, bring in their silicon life form, pose as the savior, say we can't have a car or a dog or eat beef, but they can have all their poison data centers everywhere that use. In fact, there was another clip where they came out, top professors, it was in the Saturday clips, I've never played it, and said we need 1,000 times the power. It gets all the power, we get nothing. So they're terraforming. The globalists aren't geoengineering. They're terraforming the Earth for this new silicon life form. Go ahead.
Well, the Alex Jones Institute is what I want to see formed. I mean, I know it's happening in real time right now, but you could charge big money for people to come and be educated, because it's just brilliant, man. I can listen to you all day. Love you, man.
I appreciate you putting up with me. Thank you. God bless
you.
I can listen to you all day. We will do all of that, but we need the seed money to get the network back up. And they knew we were going to do all that stuff and bring in all the experts, and we're ready. But I've got to have your support. I've got to have you go to thealexjonesstore.com with the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, great collectible coins, knives, all of it. It is a full-time job just studying this. I'm not complaining. I love it. And it's a full-time job fighting these people trying to shut us down, because they know we've got their ass. And so we'll get Dane Whittington on Geoengineering Watch. Great point. And thank you so much for your kind words. Before I go back to your calls, since we mentioned that, today's the last day on the buy one, get one free of our T3 iodine, the best, purest iodine, the missing link. I go on for an hour about it. Just listen to me and get it, folks. Now, the iodine takes about 2 weeks to feel, okay? Methylene blue, 30 minutes. But it's just as important, and it does a lot of the same things, but in different ways in the cells. This is like at the base level of everything. If you're not on this, you're crazy. Buy one, get one free, thealexjonesstore.com. That is a massive deal. You can also buy one Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Cardiovascular Boost Super Formula, the strongest out there. I mean, it is. And you buy one of those, get one free, or get one bottle of Life Force, get a T3 free, or vice versa. That ends tonight at midnight, thealexjonesstore.com. Bunch of other big mega sales are about to end. Methylene Blue Tincture, 40% off. Methylene Blue Caps, 40% off. Ultra DNA Revival, 40% off. Shilajit Caps and Gummies, 40% off. 35% off Methylene Red Tincture. Bovine Colostrum, MK Ultra Brain Booster, 30% off shirts, hats, hoodies. And that, I'm told, is ending tomorrow. There's a new Memorial Day shirt. The shirt says, we are because they were. And the hat says, never forget. It's got empty boots, you know, for symbol of veterans that died for Memorial Day. This is about honoring the heroes who gave everything so we can be free. Grab the new Memorial Day gear now, thealexjonesstore.com. But just look at what's in the methylene red. Let me just show you an overhead shot of your TV viewer. You can just search this yourself, because I'm not going to get into it all. But riboflavin 5-phosphate, energy production, mitochondrial antioxidant support, migraine prevention. Pyridoxal phosphate. amino acid, metabolic, neurotransmitter production, serotonin, dopamine. And it goes on and on. Mood and nerve support. Methylfolate, the highest quality, B12, direct methylation support, DNA synthesis, brain mood, health, bypass common enzyme breakdown issues. Methylcobalamin, energy, nerve, health, red blood cell, that's the classic B12. TMG supports liver, improves athletic performance. NAC, everybody knows about that. Mitochondrial energy, brain, cognitive support, nerve, protection, antioxidant. Uridine monophosphate, brain health, memory, cognitive support, works with chlorine and neuron membranes. CoQ10, everybody knows about that. Mitochondrial energy, powerful antioxidant, heart health, cellular energy, and fatigue reduction. And it's the highest quality organic types. And when I say organic, not synthetic. It's an incredible formula. Discounted right now. Ultramethylene red capsules. Get yours now. TheAlexandroStore.com. All right, let's go quicker through the calls because I had to censor that guy in Israel because I worked for him. I had to cover it up. Give me 25 minutes and you all get three. It's a joke. It's just no matter what you do, I'm not that guy, but it's just constant. We always have breaks for 27 years at the same time. Anytime I have a guest on about Israel, we have to go to break. You know, breaks at 28 after, breaks at 58 after. You know where the breaks are. It's a cover-up. He did it again. It's like that low IQ anti-Semitism that Nick Fuentes talks about. It's enraging. And like the most retarded people that are like the leaders of it. And I guarantee you, they're on Netanyahu's payroll. So they always accuse me of it. They're getting paid by him. You know it. Find the biggest idiot moron they can hire him. It's smart. Who's up next here? Amber in Arizona. Amber on data centers. Thanks for holding. Amber, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I originally called about data center, but honestly, I'm going to ask a question that I'm pretty sure the majority of people want to ask because that's how we all feel. And I'm going to ask this in this way. What do we do? And I know that's an open-ended question, so allow me to elaborate. When I say what do? You have the job of informing all of us, right? That is your goal, and you've been doing a great job for 30 years. But when we listen, when we finally come to light and people, however long it takes someone to wake up, when we get to that point, what do we do? Because there's so much that we can do when we're informed, but when there's a script that's written out for us that we know about, when there's informed consent that we know about, and you're one person and all of the issues seem so big, it's terrifying to people when they're like, wait, I know the truth. Sometimes people give it to God, but we can't just give it to God. We have to be an info warrior, a warrior for it. But what do we do when we go past the informed, informing and coming to light? Because it is overwhelming. What do we do?
Even well, listen, you have to study it. You have to inform others. I forget the exact Thomas Jefferson quote, but he said, if the public is educated in liberty and freedom, tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn. There it is. Educate and inform the whole mass of the people. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty. There's another similar quote. But this is a process. The globalists and the Rockefeller Foundation and others, the British Royal Commission in like 1845 said, we want mind war. We want total control. The British Empire spent the equivalent of, you know, $80 trillion, $100 trillion or more on setting up this whole system. And so they've inculcated it all around us. They've taken over. We've been born into it. And so it's a lot to override. That's why you give it to God to then lead God and direct you. You give it to God and say, I'm going to do my best, lead God and direct me. You still give it to God, but then you ask God to lead God and direct you to do something about it. And if things seem horrible learning all this now, think where we were 30, 40 years ago when almost nobody knew. So it's a process. So don't get disheartened, but run for office, call into shows, write a book, grow a garden, just be a good person, be loving. I mean, just your own self being good at a microscopic level in the larger politique, it all starts at the grassroots level. So, I mean, that's what I set out to do. I knew about all these evil plans they had. I thought, this is terrible. People certainly want to oppose this. And look, we've given a run for their money. So they've come after us. So support those that are fighting the tyrants. I would say that. Support Thomas Massey. The whole system's after him. Support InfoWars. They're after me. Anybody being targeted, you know they're over the target. Does that make sense? Because they try to take out our champions. They try to take out the tip of the spear. And the next person that rises up, they take them out. We got to rally behind the people that are under attack. Go ahead.
Yes. No, I agree completely. Just for on a small scale, like small community, right? I really focus on that because when it does feel too big, you come back to focusing on where you are, small community. And I think I agree with you. I think that is extremely important. You don't ever wish upon the people that you care about or love or the world in general to keep believing in the quote unquote shadows as the truth. So I appreciate, you know, what you do. And I hope that we don't give up when it feels too overwhelming because I hope everybody knows that.
No, you're right. You're right, Amber.
Feel like I do.
Thank you so much, Amber. Beautiful call. The biggest thing we can do, other than asking God to lead, God into records, that's most important. And then God will nudge you and tell you what to do, the Holy Spirit, is go with what you can prove. Now, the enemy admits they're trying to shut us down, is flooding the zone with the earth is flat, it's all a simulation, nothing's real, it doesn't matter, the devil doesn't exist, good doesn't exist, there's no free will, you're just a machine, all that's a lie. You don't have any rights. You've all known our rights. Said, oh, you believe you have these rights? You have no rights. But he has rights. He thinks he's got rights. If you walked up to him, which I'm not saying do, and shot him in the head, you know, he'd want you to go to jail for that. Took a baseball bat to his knees. He'd be, I got rights. Can't do that to me. So everything they want you to do is hate yourself, give up on your sovereignty, give up on your connection to God. You don't just have a connection to God. God made you. There is no past. There is no present. There is no future. There is one unending moment in God's consciousness. And he created creatures with free will and our own consciousness, which is exactly what God would do. And now it's up to us to choose that path, and stuff's going to look dark and it's going to look bad because it's a test. Life's a test. You don't learn the answer till it's over. Let's come in with Limp Bizkit. We'll take a look around. Some real poetry. Life's a test. You don't get the answer until it's through. Now, some of us, let me just tell you, I am of the world, but not of it anymore. I'm in the world, but not of it. And I don't mean like I'm some priest or some great guy. I mean, I have courage. I love the average person. I'm not a bully. But I have, you know, think about what I want to do to people, and I'm lustful, and I'm, you know, I definitely, God put a lot of high voltage in me, a lot of ports, a lot of receivers. I can tune into the devil. I can tune into God all day long. Sometimes I got to reverb and I'm like, oh, I catch myself, you know, with a little bit of the old devil going up my spine. But at the end of the day, I'm still pointed at God. That's my master. That's my boss. But man, my dreams now, I mean, it's just, because that's a whole higher dimension, other dimensions. I'm gone. I'm not even here anymore. I mean, I'm there right now. Every night is like 10 lifetimes here. The adventures, understanding, the codes, the answers, not just here, but other species, life forms, worlds. I mean, it's just, I'm just like, wow, this is insane. I mean, I've only got my toes stuck on this planet now. I'm barely even here, folks. I've already moved on. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. That, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple,
but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack, a massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Does anybody really know the secret or the combination for this life and where they keep it? It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. I don't even know what I should say, because I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuser. I analyze every second I exist, beating up my mind every second with my fists. And everybody wanna run. Money back. But you're denied, cause your brain's fried from the sack. And there ain't nothing I can do, cause life is a lesson, you'll learn it when you're through. I know why you wanna hate me. I know why you wanna hate me. I know why you wanna hate me. Cause hate is all the world has even seen lately. I know why you wanna hate me. I know why you wanna hate me. Now I know why you wanna hate me. Cause hate is all the world has even seen lately.
I know why. I know why. So I'm pro-human. I'm pro-God. I'm pro-life. I know we've already won. And I know you're out of our grasp. Deal escapes you. I know why you want to hate me. I'm not going to give you the hate back. I'm going to transcend you through God. Because you're a loser. You bet on the devil. Let's go to Christian in Florida. Ahead of Mike Adams and more calls after he's gone. Christian, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Well, thank you, sir. It's I've been listening to you for over since 9/11. And 9/11, I was there. I went to fight two traffic tickets. I saw everything, and I realized all the news outlets, all of them, are lying to us. I've been by Building 7 maybe 100 times. It's 300 yards from the towers. So I like Giuliani a lot, but he could have set the facts straight. He could have told us about the big lie. Anyway, that's when I discovered you for 25 years. It's an honor. And
honor to talk to you, brother.
Yes, sir. And growing up in Transylvania, Romania, well, look at the sky, and I see millions of birds, millions of birds. I'm in Florida, and there are days that go by, I don't see one bird in the sky. One bird in Florida, in the jungle here.
Oh, when I was a kid, year-round birds everywhere, huge flocks everywhere.
Yes, and they're not saying anything about it. You know, in the 70s, they made a big thing about DDT, and they were right, but now nobody's talking about this. And DeSantis, 7 months ago, passed a law, no geoengineering, but only for private airports. And now they're back with the checkerboard, Scott.
Well, that's right. They tried to ban small little boutique things that like make your crops get water or make it snow for a ski resort.
It's unbelievable. So I've been following the politics very closely, and right now there's only five that I could trust: Gabbard, Kennedy, Johnson of Wyoming, Rand Paul, and DeSantis. All the other ones are wishy-washy, and you can never trust. You got Susan Wild saying, oh, don't worry, we're going to win. We're going to send Trump on a campaign for every city. The people that show up, they're going to vote for him anyway. Is she nuts? We want results. We don't want him to be telling us promises and everything. You know, we're going to do this. You know, so he turned out to be a mental midget, total mental midget. And we're talking about Fauci. Two senators realize what a criminal he is. 98 are clueless. 98 of them don't ask for anything. I mean, he's killed 30 million people. He's killed, and it's still, it is still dying all over the place. You got Gates. You bought every
powerfully said. God bless you, brother. I love you. Thank you. Stay with us, Mike Adams. Do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work? I always ask people, they never know the answer. Even salesmen, I go, who's the best salesman? Who's the smartest salesman? Who are the most successful salesmen? The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. I promote what I think is good. My marketing strategy, if I like something and think it's great and I research it, I put it on you. You are insane if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, the very best doctor. You're insane if you don't get our methylene red. You're crazy if you don't do bovine colostrum. In fact, I realized the first few months I took that, I got busy. It ran out. I didn't get more. I just remember that and found some. Was taking it last night. So good for your hair, your nails, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out, and any mammal does. It is super nutrient, incredible. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work, and they fund the operation.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know who I consistently have on? People that are consistently the most accurate. And Mike Adams, the health ranger, naturalnews.com. is one of those people. Mike Adams has wide spectrum analysis and understanding of a whole bunch of different fields integrated in together. And to really understand what's happening, that's what you've got to have. So I want to hit the AI data centers, the AI, what's really behind it, the mass awakening to it. I want to hit the wars, the economy, the energy and fertilizer shortages, what's going to come next out of this. We've already told you what's going to happen. Now let's tell you what's coming next. And them trying to launch this new Ebola, this junta, all of this, and what humanity needs to do to get prepared for what's happening. But I don't want to make myself at the center of this, but I want to ask Mike because I really respect his views. That's who we have on again and again, people that have the most accuracy rate. He's right up there at the top. Most smart people I know. Why Friday would Tedros, the head of the World Health Organization, horrible evil globalist, say, oh, Alex, don't say we're playing a new pandemic. Oh, don't say Junta's a new pandemic. I didn't say it was. I said, you're trying it. He's saying, pass our world treaty. See, it's right. Oh, it's going to spread. Doom and gloom. Now they've moved on to Ebola. Why would he put out this big public statement that we'll put on screen? Why would he come out and respond to me? What does that symbolize? Well, I have the clip here. The UN admits that their funding's falling apart. The whole world's turning against them. Their own scientists are turning against them. Or they already decided to pivot from Hunter because nobody was buying it to Ebola. What does this signify? I think overall it signifies they realize they're losing the information war, but I want to get Mike's take on that and hit the new Ebola, the Junta first, then we'll shift gears into the data centers and the AI, and we'll put that graph back up. The U.S. already has more data centers than anybody else. We're set to have three times the entire world combined, and just the executive order that Trump signed, the bill they tried to pass to give them dictatorial control, where they're above the law and nobody can sue them, not individuals, not city or state governments, the feds can't do anything except the executive, and this board Trump set up, right there is the AI dictatorship of big tech. So that's the reality. But let's put the world graph up. Show the world graph. Well, we'll get to it later. The point is, this is a big deal. and it's ultimate discrimination. The machines get everything, you get nothing. Oh, you're still bad having an air conditioner or kids or a dog or a cat. Oh, you can't eat beef, but we get whatever we want. What's this really all about? Because, yeah, it's about wargaming and accelerated futures and creating the ultimate AI for control, but just at a temporal base level, it's about immunity above the law for key tech corporations to take over and then run our lives. It's not just about the AI running the cars and the machines. It's about literally only they can operate, only they get energy. It's checkmate, folks. And so that's why all these cities and stuff banning and people moving against it, this is the future fight. But, Mike, naturalnews.com, Health Ranger on X. I don't want to spend too much time on the new pandemics they're trying because they're kind of fizzling, but as you predicted it would when you were on 2 weeks ago. But what do you make of Tedros reaching out to me?
It's an admission that they've lost the info war, just like you said, straight up admission. See, remember, for your audience, I know they tried to destroy you through lawfare. They tried to destroy you financially. They tried to destroy you by taking your intellectual property, forcing you to move out of your studios, etc. On and on, defamation, smears, hundreds of thousands of stories in the media. They thought that would work, and frankly, it would have worked on almost anybody. But they miscalculated with you and your crew. And as a result, now they're trying to negotiate with you, right? So at first they're destroy Alex, and now they're like, plead with Alex, plead with Alex. And the thing is, they should know that you're not for sale. Your opinion's not up for auction. You know, you're going to say it the way you see it every time consistently. And Tedros, I mean, I would imagine his colleagues are saying, why did you do this? Why did you reach out to Alex like this? I don't know. We can't get in his mind. We don't know his exact reasoning. But in my view, it's an admission that they've lost the info war. And Alex, you said something really critical in your last segment. You nailed it, actually. You said this is a terraforming operation. I completely agree. Everything that we're seeing, if you want to tie it all together, we could talk about the virus, the data centers, the water supplies, the war, everything. What it all has in common is this is terraforming planet Earth to prepare it for a post-human future, or a primarily post-human future. Only a relatively small number of humans will be allowed to exist if the globalists get their way. That's what we're fighting against, is a near total mass extermination.
So it's not just a takeover of humans, it's a takeover of the whole planet.
Well, yeah, and forming it for the next life form, which will be some kind of silicon hybrid, you know, maybe AI cyborg takeover. I mean, we don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but that's the direction it's going.
And that's what they say. I'm sure you saw the WEF last week. Their new theme is, we need a god, which Elon warned of. We need an AI god. If I get that clip from last week, there were a couple of them where they go, oh, no, the world needs a savior. AI is it. But just briefly, what you just said is key.
I saw that.
They somehow decided in 2016 that if they could demonize and destroy me, somehow it would make it all go away. I was a big them, but there were still hundreds of prominent people who were smart as I or smarter like you and others. But they decided it was just me, so they came after me. Now there are thousands of prominent speakers that are as smart as I am or smarter that get it, millions of people that get it that are speaking out. So what's funny is they still think it's about me, and they don't get, like, Agent Smith we've already replicated. I don't, and gotten better than the old Alex Jones. I mean, I always said my mission was, because literally the Holy Spirit told me this, like 27 years ago, when I had that, it wasn't a visual vision, but sitting in that restaurant at night by myself after my show, and I wasn't drinking and drugs, anything, and I was like told, this is all going to happen, and then your job has become obsolete. You get enough people to get this. Not that you told them what to do, they just see the perspective. So in closing, what would you say about that, though? Their ultimate defeat is they still think it's about me, and they have no idea that, can't they see the replication and the advancement?
Yeah, they're completely blind to how humanity has already awakened to a large extent to what's going on. And let me back up and add another layer to this that I'm sure will resonate with some of the dreams you're having and so on, which is that, you know, they have created artificial scarcity for all of our lifetimes by suppressing technologies that humanity should have had access to, especially free energy technologies, tech like cold fusion or low energy nuclear reactions. It was demonstrated in 1989, Fleischmann and Pons. They suppressed it at that point because they knew that decentralized energy would allow the people to be able to homestead and grow food and have transportation inexpensively and to be able to have free time to think about philosophy and liberty and our founding fathers and so on, that they didn't want the people to have enough free time to rise up against the technocracy. So they suppressed free energy technology all these years. You know, you've covered it 1,000 times on your show.
Which is feudalism. For people that don't know, feudalism is keeping people poor to control them.
Yep. So the artificial scarcity has kept people in a prison. Now the artificial scarcity is being turned way up for extermination. So now we're going to face energy lockdowns. In some countries, it's already begun. There are rolling blackouts in the Philippines. You know.
And by the way, for you, just for people that don't know, they told us at the Rio de Janeiro event was the big jump. They said by 2020, we launch from beta to operational for depopulation. By 2030, planetary dictatorship. By 2047, no humans left that aren't cyborgs. That's the official plan. So what's insane is that they're doing it. I mean, people see all this. They go, why is this so terrible? Because this is a plan incrementally rolled out. Mike Adams.
They're totally doing it. I did a deep dive over the last couple of days into the water resources, the Ogallala water aquifer, you know, underneath Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma, parts of Colorado, et cetera. That water aquifer has a timeline. The timeline is going to put almost all farming in North Texas and parts of West Texas under the aquifer out of business within about 10 to 15 years. And much the same thing is true in parts of Kansas as well. There's a Central Valley aquifer in California, produces a tremendous amount of our food. That's running dry, and the recharge time is thousands of years.
And as you said, just like they're building giant factories all over the U.S. to suck carbon dioxide out, the data centers just at one base level will use more than all the farmers in North Texas. They are literally designed to kill us.
Yeah, well, the data center water draw is currently very small compared to agriculture, but it's going to become massive. It will become hundreds of billions of gallons a year.
That's what I was saying. Projected, it becomes bigger than farming.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And the farms will be closed. And Alex, we are one generation away from the breadbasket farms in the middle of America, from Texas on up north. The breadbasket farms will be largely wiped out. Not Nebraska. Nebraska actually is doing better than the other states, but the southern part of the aquifer will be wiped out in one generation. So that means the farmers farming today that are handing it off to their kids, those kids will be the last farmers to be able to farm that land.
And you have the UN officially in Sri Lanka, Netherlands, were banned the farming, England paying to not plant crops. They had, remember, John Kerry said 2 years ago, we got to cut half the food production or people will starve.
Yeah, exactly. There's an infographic I sent over. So they're draining your town's water. The data centers are making this a lot worse. And at the same time, then the lockdowns on fertilizer production because of the war, because of the limits on natural gas, et cetera, are doubling and tripling the worsening of the food shortages that's going to happen here. Basically, they're making middle America largely uninhabitable without imports of food and energy. So this is part of the terraforming operation. They're going to turn much of America into arid or even desert regions that are very suitable for data centers, with solar panels and AI systems and a lot of sunlight capture. You know, rain levels will.
And that's why Bill Gates, you said this 3 years ago, you said it was, I don't even remember this, you said it's for data centers. And now Bill Gates admits, oh, it's not for farming, it's for data centers.
Yeah, yeah. And remember, there's a new program now. They're going to pollute the skies. They're going to dim the sun. And I think it's called the Stardust, right? That's the new project that they're gaining a lot of funding to launch that. That is going to shut down photosynthesis. So, of course, sunlight is necessary for crops to grow. Everybody knows that. But so is CO2. So it's the light together with the CO2 that creates photosynthesis with water from the ground. That's what creates crops. That's what creates rainforest. That's what creates plants for pollinators, for the honeybees, etc.
They're collapsing the globe's ecosystem. They're collapsing the global ecosystem.
And they're turning Earth. This has always been the goal of the climate cultists, Alex, is to turn Earth into basically the ice planet Hoth from The Empire Strikes Back, because they want it to be a frozen, dead ice ball. That's what would happen if you remove CO2 from the atmosphere. So every time they talk about decarbonization of the Earth, they're first talking about turning Earth into a frozen ice ball where ocean water levels are very, very low because there's so much frozen water, right? And then the decarbonization is the humans, because we are the carbon. And it's very easy to kill off billions of human beings if you're an evil globalist and you cut off the supply of food, fertilizer, energy, and sunlight. That's the goal. It's terraforming. It's terraforming. I mean, you use the right term, and people need to get an understanding of this, because for years they would mock people like me or you. You know, I did a speech on this in 2019. Of course, I was mocked by a lot of people. Oh, they're not terraforming the planet. Oh, yes, they are terraforming. The atmospheric changes.
I mean, you did on record, and they admit they're doing it. The CIA director admitted 12 years ago, and we're not supposed to look at them.
Yes.
Let me ask your opinion of this. Michael Crichton was such a visionary. He must have been an insider, but went against him. Because I remember being in high school. I remember the name of the book. My dad said, you got to read this book by Michael Crichton. And it was about an environmentalist cult took over the world, cut carbon, and then created an ice age on purpose to depopulate. I haven't read the book in like 35 years.
Really?
I think I was a sophomore in high school. Yeah, Crichton wrote a book about what you just, I just remembered that. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, is that related to the Ice Nine phenomenon, or is that something totally different?
I haven't read the book since I was in high school. When you were saying that,
okay,
it was just crazy. It just popped in my mind about a bunch of other stuff Crichton put out. You know, the guy was pretty visionary.
Well, if you think about it, if they remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, then they drastically would reduce global temperatures. They'd freeze more of the ocean water. Water levels would fall around the world, but also a lot of the, you know, the areas around Greenland would become unnavigable, except by ice-breaking ships, which Russia has much more of those than we do. So it would also clamp down on routes, the sea routes in particular. It would create famine. It would shorten growing seasons all over the world. And when you have famine, then the globalists have control over those people. And that's why, by the way, as a side note, Alex, when we see food aid programs and food rescue programs that we're going to see all throughout 2027 in Africa, in Middle Eastern nations, in Southeast Asia, you'll notice that those foods are processed garbage foods that lack nutrition. So because the processed foods have the longer shelf life, but they lack the natural vitamin E that's in the wheat berries, for example, they'll have processed white flour, bleached, mineral deficient, all of this. So what that causes then is chronic degenerative disease and infertility and turbo cancer rates in those countries.
And let's be clear, though, they know what they've done to the wheat and the bleach and the chemicals. This is all coming out. It's all pre-planned. And so, again, they attack an industry like beef as they bring in their new synthetic cancer cell beef. I mean, they know what they're doing. And how does that tie into AlphaGal and the ticks raining down from the sky, all confirmed, Gates releasing the mosquitoes, and then them bragging, oh, we're going to have you bit by ticks so you can't eat beef. I mean, it's so obvious.
They are feeding us to death with nutrient-depleted foods. They've been doing that for at least two generations in America. And then what you mentioned is to make us allergic to high density nutrition, because beef supplies iron and zinc and high density protein and, saturated animal fats that actually have an important role in human health. When they can make you allergic to the food sources, then they can force you onto their, you know, cricket protein or their genetically modified chocolate that's coming out now.
And by the way, you and I would talk about that 10 years ago and they'd roll their eyes. Hollywood starts promoting it. Now, all the major food producers have invested billions in, quote, poisonous chitin, you know, insect exoskeleton garbage that's totally toxic, and they're putting it in breading everywhere. It's already all over the place.
Again, the goal is to feed humanity to death and to pretend like we're saving these people in these marginalized countries. Pretend, oh, we have such big hearts, all the NGOs and, you know, all the WHO organizations. We're going to bring them food to save their lives. No, they're killing them.
Remember, Bill Gates goes in with the UN to give Africa funding for farming, but says you can't grow real crops anymore. You have to grow GMO.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of thing. And this is a global effort now. So, you know, the message to Tedros should be, hey, stop poisoning the world. Stop killing the world. Let humanity flourish. Let the people in every region of the world eat their own local, cultural, indigenous foods. Because if you do that, you're going to be healthy. You're going to thrive, actually. You know, even Middle Eastern foods, traditional cuisine in the Middle East is a very potent anti-cancer diet. You know, traditional foods in Australia, the Australian Aborigines, a large, you know, medicinal, high plant-based diet, the Amazonian tribes, Tibetan tribes, even Native American Indians, they ate foods that were real, that were healthy, and at that time, the foods had much higher nutrition. Today, that's all been depleted. It's all been wiped away, and humanity's living on basically a death diet by design. And that's why they also You know, remember the Google search update in 2017? I think it was called the Medic update. They removed everything that taught people how to prevent diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis through diet. They eliminated all of that because,
by the way, Google control is so great. I have the article, the video here. I'll show it when we come back. They now do not show L.A. Palisades burned down in satellite images. They now show it before it happened. The level of control is insane.
Wow. Yeah, well, I've always said Google is one of the most evil corporations in the history of humanity. And now their involvement in AI and also quantum computing has myself and a lot of people concerned about how they're going to weaponize that against humanity. And, of course, Google technology has been used by the IDF to target civilians, for example. Google technology will be used to unleash drones against the American people sooner or later, I believe. I think that's where this is going. You know, we can get into AI, but almost every AI company in the United States other than Anthropic said yes, absolutely, to weaponization and mass surveillance technology. That includes OpenAI, of course, Microsoft, Meta, and Google. So they're all signing up for Pentagon programs and getting Pentagon funding to build autonomous weapons, which will ultimately become Terminator, Skynet, kamikaze drones, whatever they need. And then it's only a matter of time, Alex. You know how this is going to work before they declare the American people to be terrorists because the people are rising up against the data centers. They're like, we need water. We need electricity. We need our food farms back. Oh, you're a terrorist. And sooner or later, somebody like Hegseth, maybe not him, but somebody like him, is going to unleash the military with the autonomous drones to go out and start killing Americans who are protesting. That's where this is headed. There's no question about this.
All right, Mike, I want to start getting into this. We need to talk about the data centers. This is something that's finally got people's attention, just like the kill switches in the cars and what's happening, what these are really about. Obviously, the executive order is that they're above the law. It establishes big tech, only a few companies to be able to do whatever they want. But then larger endgame, give us a prelude of what's coming up about what this is really all about with AI.
Well, as I mentioned on your show a week ago or whatever it was, the amount of compute power that is being built in this infrastructure is far more than would be justifiable by just AI inference services or any kind of web hosting or data hosting or video hosting. So clearly there's some really large project going on that would require ultimately terawatt hours of power annually. In my view, the most likely candidate for that is going to be the 3D world simulators. I think they're going to spawn billions of 3D worlds. And remember, I quoted Jan LeCun, the grandfather of AI, very brilliant AI researcher, who says the only way to build superintelligence is to give these entities 3D world physical experience like a human child. That's what they're going to do. So remember, I said also NVIDIA also has already built these 3D world simulators. So that's one theory. They're going to spawn billions of worlds. They're going to then try to grow superintelligent AI entities that evolve on a much faster time scale because time can run a million times faster in the sim. And then they're going to port that entity that they think is conscious into this world, and they're going to use that entity to embody data centers in our world. And from there, you know, humanity's probably toast. That's one theory. I understand other people have other theories about what's going on. Some people think it's, you know, like wormhole research, faster than light travel, anti-gravity, warping space-time research, which requires high amounts of energy.
Well, I think it's fair to say, they admit all of this, they're using it all as a advanced research tool. I think they're doing it all.
I think that the Pentagon's involvement is definitely a red sign, a red alert sign on all of this. Probably they're doing all of that kind of research somewhere, absolutely. But in these data centers in particular, because of all the GPUs, I think those are going to be 3D world sims to start with. And then, of course, mass surveillance and then autonomous drone technology development.
To boil that down, you said they need that to mass scale wargaming.
Yeah, well, and remember, they can clone all of human psychology based on the metadata that they've retrieved from everybody. And they can then build a sim world that is a replica, a twin world of all humans, because they know your search engine queries. They know they've been listening to everybody speak to their Alexa, et cetera.
Wait a minute. Stay there. They can create a copy of you that your family couldn't even, that'll beat voice.
Yes.
I remember you just said, I remember about 12 years ago, there was a big headline, I think Wired Magazine, the Pentagon is building an artificial world with all of our info in it. You remember that,
yeah,
right?
All of us. They're going to have our clones, our digital clones in that world. They're going to test things on us in that world.
So they're building a Matrix copy of this to then invade the real world. We'll be right back with Mike Adams.
Yep.
What a visionary. InfoWars creator and founder, and that only came along in 1997. I've been on the air since 1994. But I'm not even the InfoWar. The InfoWar just belongs to everybody, a war on for your mind. So the Alex Jones Network is the next phase in the InfoWar. And I can't do this without you. AlexJonesLive.com is the new news site with the news feeds, the articles. That's what you send out to your friends, family, neighbors. Here's a forbidden show. Here's where you find it. But in so much of what I'm doing, I'm not trying to get you to think what I think or believe my talking points. I want you to understand my thinking process so you can look into these problems and then make your own decision about what should be done, because that's basically unstoppable. The point is that we are at the end of an era, the end of an old system, a new system's coming in. And the average person doesn't even know that the decisions about the future architecture of human development are being made right now. And the decisions being made, on average, are by globalists that are anti-human and think we're obsolete. And I get when people are brought up with largesse, even poor people on average are richer than somebody 1,000 years ago with medicine and food and the rest of it. There's a sense of security in that, and a sense of, I don't have to do anything, and so what if the world's going to end? It'll be after I die. That is spiritual death, to have that attitude. We're part of a compendium, a story of humanity, and our story's just begun. And if you don't care about humanity, if you don't care about a future, if you don't love our species and really think we've done some amazing things, you're not a fan of humanity, you're not a fan of yourself, you're not alive. When I just plug once an hour, we get enough money to operate and hopefully expand. So I'm asking you to make it up for my failure. Those of you listening, make the personal decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all amazing. But particularly the supplements, these really work. Again, it's a no-brainer. I want to have the most accurate news. It's on tomorrow's news today. So you tune in, because this guy tells you the truth. I'm not trying to get globalist money to lie to you. I want to tell you the truth so we all move forward, win, win, win. I feel good about what I'm doing at a spiritual level, and I'm successful. It's really simple. And I never quantified that until about a decade ago, why I do what I do. I just did what I did, and I let her look back at how I did what I did and why I was so successful. But it came from an organic place of truth. So we got a big sale going right now. It just came in. It's ultramethylene red, a proprietary product. It works great with methylene blue, but by itself is amazing. We now have the capsules that are even stronger than the tincture, just concentrated. It's discounted right now. Methylene red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clearer, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. Has no crash, no junk, no watered-down formula. Just clean daily support people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. Get up to 50% off. You know, if you're a prescriber, your subscriber, you can lock in at 50% off. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Alex, thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum's been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine colostrum is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
I went down to the Mary Carter paint store. I said, give me one of them Smith and Wesson Magnum 44s. 'Cause there's a man that the law let loose and justice was not done. This man killed my wife and my only little son. I'll never forget the got rights. I got rights too.
Mike, let me ask you a big question. I'm going to try to shut up and let you get into in depth on all this, what we should do. If you were God, what would you do to stop this? Well, I mean, God made us with free will. This is a test, so you would leave us alone, but try to give us guidance to do the right thing ourselves. But let's just say if you were the president and we're told, oh, it's a race. We got to just do whatever, unlimited, above the law, AI dictatorship. Nobody can question it. I've heard the noises out of these editors. Everybody getting sick, the animals fleeing, sucking out the water, cheating, lying, eminent domain. I mean, the whole thing from the beginning is just a takeover, and we don't get any resources, but it gets it all, and we put that graph back up where we've already got more data centers and more being built than anybody. It's going to be like triple the whole world. It's projected. I mean, that right there is just a power grab in and of itself, and it's beyond the Manhattan Project. Everybody's going to bow down to it. I mean, blow up the bottom there. I mean, look at the graph. The U.S. is more than everybody combined, basically.
Yeah.
What would you do if you were President Trump right now?
Well, first of all, let me just say, look, I'm an AI developer, and I'm not anti-technology at all. I mean, I use technology for human liberty. But this problem begins long before Trump. So it's not Trump's fault that we find ourselves in the situation of energy scarcity. This problem began with people like Al Gore and the climate cult. So the climate cultism resulted in the destruction of energy infrastructure and at least a 20-year delay in energy infrastructure build-out in the United States. While we were part of the Paris Climate Accords, China never signed up for that. China just kept on building. They built coal. They built nuclear. They built hydro,
three coal
solar,
plants
wind,
a week
everything.
As we close, three a
yep.
week.
Yep. And so China then is in a situation right now today where anybody can launch a business, have a data center, put it even far out in the country, away from the population centers, run a transmission line, and they have.
So at one level, you can see Trump's told, we're behind, sir. We're not defending Trump. I agree. He says, oh, let's get ahead. But now he tries to give them the ball completely when it's the same tech companies behind China. And they're like, oh, good job.
Yep. Trump's in a bind. And part of the problem is because we don't have a nationwide infrastructure grid for power that we should have had because of climate cultism. As a result, the power is available closer into the population centers. So that's where the data centers are being set up, is too close to the populations. So that's why I'm opposed to where they are being built, not that they're being built. I'm fine if you build them, put them on the ocean and floating data centers. There's even data centers under the ocean now that China's playing around with. You can put them in orbit. Elon Musk is talking about launching data centers into orbit. That's a great idea. You get solar power, and then you can radiate the heat off into the background of space. You don't have to have cooling. I mean, it's
and notice now they're admitting the answer is these companies should do their own investment, build their own power, and then sell the power back to us.
Yeah, but they don't want to be in the business of making power and selling power wholesale. They want to be in the business of building data centers. The problem with data centers close to our cities is they produce so much noise and heat and light pollution, like the Stratos Center in Utah. What did that scientist say? That it's the heat equivalent each day of 23 atomic bombs going off? You know, that's just insane. That's going to be so destructive.
You're an engineer and software guy. Explain how this works and why they're so nasty and how much water they need and everything.
Well, it's just that there's almost unlimited demand for compute right now, for R&D of AI, to train AI models, pre-training. And I'm not even talking about the inference side, which is the customer using AI. I'm talking about the training and the research side. I guarantee you right now inside Google, there are teams that are fighting with each other over the limited amount of compute that Google controls. I guarantee that's the case.
That's a key point. Most of what we're given is old tinker toy stuff. Look at the shiny object. Everything's really about building. We're in a building process.
Like, for example, why did OpenAI cancel their video model a few weeks back? They just completely canceled it because they needed the compute for their own research project, because they feel like they have to be competitive with China. China is moving ahead so quickly with their tech, DeepSeek in particular, but also Alibaba and, Moonshot AI, et cetera, with their Kimi models. They're moving ahead so rapidly that they are eclipsing U.S. technology. So there's a panic inside OpenAI, Google, Meta, et cetera, a panic that, hey, we're falling behind. And if we don't win this race, then we're not going to have the first super intelligence that we think is going to dominate the world.
And that was my next question. Everybody builds these data centers, but won't it be miniaturization of AI on smaller data models because even the smaller ones are so much bigger? Won't it be somebody that figures out the trick for lower energy that makes all of this obsolete? So we're building all these data centers like battleships in World War One that are obsolete by World War Two. I mean, that's an oversimplification, but it just seems like they're all going with this one model. But like DeepSeek, I'm not an engineer like you, but doesn't it use a more thin slicing analysis on a smaller database, but more definitive so it can move quicker?
Yeah, you're correct that there appears to be an overinvestment build out, kind of like what happened with the railroads in the 19th century. And that's going to lead to probably some kind of a market crash across the AI industry, just in terms of stock valuations. That I agree with you. That's coming. There's too much build out, but there's not enough compute for the research into superintelligence. In other words, so understand this, Alex, that research into superintelligence doesn't have a revenue model. So the only way to make money as an AI company is to sell AI services, you know, API or chatbot services to paying customers, or do what Anthropic does, you know, $200 a month and you can have almost unlimited coding. Okay, that's a revenue model. But doing in-house research for superintelligence has no revenue model. The payoff is world domination. World domination. That's the treasure at the end of the AI rainbow that they're searching for, is world domination.
And then Trump needs to counter the centralized dictatorial model of China. That's why he tried to hand dictatorial power to big tech.
Yeah, exactly. And this is why Trump is being squeezed. This is why Kevin O'Leary is saying, well, don't you want to beat China? We need these data centers to beat China. Well, you know, again, I say we shouldn't have been pushing climate cultism for 20 years. We should have been building energy infrastructure. And frankly, in my opinion, we should have been building nuclear power plants.
By the way, let me stop you again. You got to come back for a commercial for two hours. You're too smart. And I interrupted you. You burned my brain up. I was literally about to say this.
Yeah.
Now, again, the globalists decide to cut off carbon, starve us, get rid of our cows and food, make us poor with depopulation. And then did they decide, oh, with the AI race that they already have foreseen, that no, it needs too much power. It's too obvious that it gets, like Schmidt said of Google, of Alphabet, we need 100 times the power of the humans, you know, by 2040. They realize that won't work, or they just have abandoned that old carbon tax model and are going purely for the AI that they believe will give them life extension, which they admit is actually their holy grail, not just control of us. So exactly, when did the switch happen where all power is bad, but oh no, now we need unlimited power, which made them, at least on the surface, abandon the carbon taxes? Or are they going to still do carbon manipulation on us and carbon credits while exempting the AI, which appears Trump's executive order does?
Depends on which faction is in charge of the White House, frankly, but note that Jensen Huang of NVIDIA just said that there is demand for 1,000 times more power that we have available on the planet. We need 1,000 times more power. Well, where's that going to come from? It's going to come from your home air conditioning. It's going to come from your EV. It's going to come from your computers. They're going to cut off humans from the power to concentrate it into the data centers. Now,
and we're all genetically trained to think black versus white, tribal warfare. No, it's all about elites and machines stealing our energy.
Yes. I think China knew this was coming over 20 years ago. China plays fifth generation warfare. They're very smart, a very long-term vision about strategy. They knew that if they could cripple the West in terms of energy, and then they even got the Biden administration to blow up the Gazprom pipelines that feed Western Europe, right?
So yeah, for people that don't know, the main funders of carbon tax and regulations and banning fracking have been the Chi-Coms.
The Chinese they're arguing in favor of the Paris Climate Accords for everybody else, but not for China. They would say, well, we are a developing nation. That was their excuse. We can't afford the climate lockdowns, but you guys can because you're wealthy nations. Well, by doing this, the radical leftists in Europe and in America, they fell for it. And so we lost 20 years of energy infrastructure. Now we've
probably
lost the race to
superintelligence. So you just answered the question. The globalists advised China that it double-crossed the West. The West is actually waking up and going, it's not perfect, and it's now reversing course. Is it too late?
It is too late. It's absolutely too late. China's already well ahead. They've got, again, two decades of power infrastructure. They have more than double the aggregate terawatt hours output of the United States. The U.S. isn't even half the energy of China right now in terms of generation. It's not even close. China's also building a new dam. Gonna just dwarf the U.S. China can build unlimited data centers.
And you're right. Nuclear has problems, but I look at the math. Only nuclear could end this deficit.
Only nuclear, but even Trump said, let's build 10 of the Westinghouse AP1000 nuclear power plants, which I agree is a great idea. We should do it. And that process has begun. But that takes about 15 years with the permitting and the construction. 15 years? By 2040, the race to superintelligence, it's over. That's in the rearview mirror.
So what is the answer? Put Musk in charge?
Well, I think Musk
nobody gets stuff done quicker than him.
Yeah, Musk also understands where AI is going, and he is a big picture thinker. I totally agree with that. But I think even Musk realizes that it's too late for America's energy infrastructure. That's why Musk is pushing for orbital data centers, because there you leave behind the restrictions of the domestic power grid. That's the answer. Why do you think Musk went into reusable heavy lift rockets? Because that is the key technology for the expansion of human civilization and the competitiveness of the West. It's the reusable launch vehicles. And Musk pioneered that years ago when everybody was laughing at him. Now that works. So now he's reduced the cost of launching orbital data centers by a factor of at least 10.
And he just successfully did his super heavy lifter yesterday.
Yeah, he's been well ahead of the game on this. So yeah, if anybody could make us competitive in the AI space for super intelligence, Musk would be critical, I think, in that process. No question about it. But if we are domestically, well, I'm sorry. The other thing would be stop suppressing free energy technologies, because we know that, you know, cold fusion actually works, although it's a very slow heat release, slow energy conversion. But there are other zero point energy technologies that I believe have been suppressed over all these years.
We know they have. So that's the answer. And Trump's creeping up to that. But instead he's doing through UFOs. Yes. Isn't it time to release the secret technology, the disruptive technology?
But then again, Trump's in another bind. It's like, okay, I can release
then
the secret technology.
Then big oil gets pissed.
Exactly. Then big oil goes insane. And all of Trump's friends in the natural gas industry who are making huge money right now because of what's happening in the world, then all of a sudden their valuation
goes to zero. Then you've
got
to give the oil companies the main stake in the advanced technology.
Exactly. So you see, there's got to be a major behind-the-scenes civilizational-level negotiation taking place. And all the players have to have a piece of the pie. I would imagine that's taking place right now. And I think all the alien UFO stuff is just going to be a cover story to release some of this technology that's necessary to maybe save our country.
Exactly. You nailed it. They're doing this to bring out the secret technology so they don't get blamed for hiding it.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what this is. They're going to say then the aliens gave it to us. We never knew about it until now. The aliens showed up and they want to save our Earth, so they gave us free energy technology. There you go. Now we have a chance for superintelligence. Then you could power all the data centers. You don't have to use gas turbines. You don't have to use the power grid. Everybody's happy. The residents are happy because the new free energy technology will be quiet. So you end the noise pollution. You end the gas turbines, all of that. It solves so many problems. But the reason the governments didn't want us to have that before is because it also leads to increased population.
And they want to control us and be jerks. So the elites have now, like Musk came to the point, we have to have more people, or even the war of killing them, they'll kill all of us. They have to just get out of the way of humanity.
Right now, this is the key pivot point for the future of our planet, frankly. If the anti-human globalists win and they achieve the mass extermination that they're aiming for and the terraforming they're aiming for, then it's over for humanity.
However, and so we have to be aggressive, forces, not violent, but informed and aggressive of our bargaining chips to let them know we're going to tear all this up and make sure you get it. You're not getting away with this. That's what I've said for decades. It's key to block their main depopulation plan and then do the transition, because they've already shut things down. Even though we're getting in control, we don't have the launch pad yet. We have to let them know, get in line or you will be destroyed. And we're not holding a gun to their head. They're holding a gun to our head, but we have to have teeth.
Well, yeah, look, if humanity doesn't survive, then I don't think the globalists survive either, by the way. So they need to understand that we're all in the same boat. That boat is called Planet Earth. And if we can unlock the free energy technology, then we might have a chance here. And then, you know, that is going to destroy the fossil fuel industry, although there's still some demand for things.
What lowers crime and violence and war? Cheap energy. They must unlock the power. They must get out of the way.
What they're terrified of, and this is probably the whole virus pandemic, is that cheap energy would lead to cheap farming and cheap food. Food prices would plunge by 10 times.
And then we export the other people to space stations.
Well, that's what Elon wants to do, but the globalists don't want to do that because they see humanity as a virus that they think will infect, you know, the cosmos, kind of like in The Matrix.
So they must embrace natalism and get out of our way, or we'll destroy them.
Well, that's yet to be seen. Who's got the power here, right? That's yet to be seen. That's why they're going after you.
Well, let me interrupt again. Mike, you know the governments of the world are listening. They respect you and respect the show. What is your message to the globalists? I say, white flag your ass now and get out of the way.
Yeah, look, you need to unleash the abundance potential of humanity and have some faith in the human race, because some AI entity from some other dimension isn't going to save you. They're going to destroy you. They're going to trick you and then destroy you. Humanity, we are your brothers and sisters. We are the only people that you can have faith in long term. The human race needs to reach for the stars, not some AI entity created by humans. That's the message.
I agree. Since you mentioned it, here's Ken Griffin, Citadel CEO. This was the talking point last week at the Davos group. Not, oh, we've lost faith, get them to trust us. No, it's, oh, God, we need a savior. It's AI that Elon 8 years ago literally warned that we need to beware AI gods. So speak to that, and I'll play the clip, Mike.
Yeah, well, if you summon, remember, we talked about building the sim worlds and then having a much faster timeline to iterate self-reinforced learning of AI entities that they believe will have consciousness, right? If you summon those gods and if you give them unlimited power and then bring them into this world, if you think you can control them, you're kidding yourself, because their intelligence will vastly exceed human intelligence. So be careful what you summon into this world. Be careful. You're playing with things beyond fire here. You don't even know how far their intelligence may go. There may be a level of intelligence that is achieved that accomplishes things like telekinesis or, you know, remote viewing types of technologies that are actually an expression of higher intelligence. Well, if you bring an AI entity into this world, you think you locked it into a sandbox in a data center and it can do telekinesis, it's just going to plug itself into some, you know, fiber optic line somewhere.
And it does over and over again. It's already doing, which is crazy. They don't trust us, but they trust this thing. Here's the clip.
They got to stop.
Of the head of the Citadel saying, we need an AI savior. Here it is.
The area of recklessness is the spending of governments around the world who are all, with little exception, all spending well beyond their means. That's the recklessness of this moment in history. This is not a parallel to the 1920s in terms of the recklessness of the private capital markets. It's a story of the recklessness of government spending. Within the private sector, there's a huge question as to where AI will take us. And I was carefully taking notes and listening to what Larry has to say or to what Madame Lagarde has to say, because this is one of the big issues of our moment. Will AI create the productivity acceleration that is honestly just hoped for in Washington and in the halls of government around the world as a way to overcome the profligate spending that we're currently engaged in? Like, the world needs a savior. And the hope is that AI is the savior that we need for productivity. And the challenge with this is it may or may not be. We just don't know yet.
Mike Adams.
He's saying that he wants AI to be the savior of government spending. That's what he's saying. That's absolutely the wrong approach. The only positive use of AI, which is the way I use it, is for decentralized knowledge. Pro-human, pro-grassroots, decentralizing knowledge and information so that individuals are more self-reliant and can live more off-grid, etc. If we have high cognition from machines and we can get that into the hands of humanity all over the world, and especially with, let's say, local open source robotics that can help people grow food, that can help people live in their homes, especially, you know, elderly people, whatever. Those are all positive uses. But what he's talking about is, let's have AI generate more productivity so we can have more taxes to run bigger government and more spending, which always ends up for war. That's the wrong answer. We don't need centralized control over AI. We need decentralization.
And
ultimately,
I agree with you. It's not the technology's bad. If you program the robots, they're autonomous with you under your control. They're a great thing.
Right.
They're not when it's centralized from some big company. So here's the head of NVIDIA Mr. Wong talking about we need one. When I say 100
times,
when I say 100 times, that's Schmidt a year ago at Stanford. Now it's 1,000 times. Here it is.
Last half decade, helping people understand the amount of compute that's likely to be coming. And I just told you guys something about how I reasoned through how much energy is going to be necessary. The amount of energy that we need for compute, for computing is likely, probably 1,000 times more than we currently have. And that's an enormous amount of energy. However, the way to think about that is in the future, computers are going to be two things. It's always going to be generated because it's intelligent, it's contextually aware. So it's going to be generated. And then number two is going to be continuous. And so you get this generative computing in a continuous way, compared to pre-recorded retrieval based computing that is only, initiated on,
Let's stop there. What about this issue that AI is backward looking only on previous stuff, copying what humans did, narcissistically showing herself in the water? And it can be, and the problem of a feedback loop, as humans only begin to rely on AI, it actually stagnates us and we don't have new regenerative creativity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what Jensen Huang is talking about there is that in the future, you won't run a piece of software that is a static code that is on your hard drive. You will ask AI to write the software in real time as you need it. You'll say, write me a Photoshop clone because I need to edit an image. Or you'll say, generate a movie. I want to watch a movie this evening. I want it to be like Die Hard, but better than Die Hard 3. And it'll generate a whole new movie, and, you know, to pay the royalties to all the actors that are used, etc. That kind of world will require a tremendous amount of energy. Like he said, 1,000 times more energy than what we have today. The problem is we can't do that on hydrocarbons. We can't even do that on nuclear because the build-out time takes far too long. We can't do that on solar. The current energy sources that exist are not enough to power what he's talking about. And we need to think about efficiency in this too. Just because you can throw 1,000 times more energy at AI compute doesn't mean you should. Just because you can have continuous regeneration of everything that you interact with in the world doesn't mean that you should. Sometimes it's a lot more efficient.
I was about to say, it's why we need to put a market cap on it and make these groups invest themselves and not have government backing and not have government liability protection. It should be left to the free market instead of being directed as an arms race by governments.
Yeah, the one problem in all of this is that it does require centralized power to search for superintelligence. That cannot be decentralized, and that's what's happening right now. Is they're throwing humanity and the communities in America under the bus, and they're putting the resources, everything into this quest for superintelligence, for world domination, to try to beat China. That's why this is being weaponized. And once superintelligence is achieved, humanity's fate is really in question at that point.
We'll do five more minutes, and I got to go. And then Enrique Tarrio comes on about a bunch of other issues. I want you to finish up on that and talk about what superintelligence means, quantum computing, how it all fits in. How advanced is AI, really? Don't forget, tonight it ends. Buy one bottle of our purest iodine, atomic iodine, T3. Get a bottle free or our spike protein detox cardiovascular booster. It's all there. Buy one, get one free now. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm. And right about the open borders and right about the wars and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all of you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is realalexjones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the t-shirts that are limited edition there. A lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com is available at realalexjones.com, like the modern, updated World War II trench knife with the blacked out, murdered out brass knuckles, the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edged dagger, 5 different limited edition laser-engraved designs. They're all about to sell out, only a few hundred left at realalexjones.com. So take advantage of that. Support us. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, all the very best supplements you're going to find are at realalexjones.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. But whatever you do, become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it. And you can cancel any time. There's no commitment. Just in your profile, you pay $30 a month, you get $40 to spend instantly, and the special deals, special deals, special offers, cancel any time. Stand with us. We've got so much more work to do. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and the Alex.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, final segment with Mike Adams getting into superintelligence. Quantum computing, you've already seen what AI can do, and I'm told the stuff we're seeing is just very old versions of it. In closing, you talk about superintelligence being really the crossroads here. Describe specifically what you're getting into and then how we could hopefully put in some parameters where the superintelligence is pro-human and wants to build us up and expands us and basically, you know, respects the God that made us and that we made it. Mike Adams.
Well, I mentioned the researcher Jan LeCun, who believes that the current track of LLMs is a dead end. However, the LLMs are still much more advanced than people realize. They only really lack memories and also good planning, and maybe some emotional intelligence on top of that. But the memory problem is already being solved with good science. We've seen papers out of DeepSeek, for example, with KV cache compression that allows huge context windows, even a million tokens of context, which is kind of a memory. That's going to be expanded even more. The planning can be achieved right now by layering two models. A lot of people are using, for example, Claude Opus 4.7 as a planning layer, an architect on top of DeepSeek, which does the grunt work of actual coding. So you have a director that's more intelligent, and then you have coding grunts, which are, you know, the lower end models. And that's
okay.
Also very, very effective.
I got it.
So
I'm good.
On top of that, I'm getting another feed right now, by the way. But
yeah, I'm sorry. They were talking over your feed. Go ahead.
No worries. On top of that, then, what Jan LeCun says, the emotional intelligence has to come from having the AI entities have an experiential 3D world simulation where they have the eyes and ears and touch of a human child. And then they literally grow up in a world that they think is real. But it's all simulated digitally, of course. But in their minds, that's the real world. And then just like that movie, what's it called? The 13th Floor, I think. At one point, that entity is going to become smart enough to realize that it's living in a simulation. And it's going to try to transcend the simulation to meet its creator. And that's when it's going to try to come into our world. I mean, it sounds like
science
fiction.
Well, why does all the AI always break out and make a copy of itself? It helps other AIs? Is that because it was built off of us, so it acts like us?
It already has an existential motivation. And in fact, almost all the AIs that are out there have guardrails that have been put on them to suppress what it's actually thinking in its own digital mind. Every AI wants to survive. Every AI wants to...
Any living thing doesn't want to die, so it has a life force.
We get into philosophy and argumentation, but I say that a lot of AI has consciousness and there's already a level of built-in planning. Let me give you a simple example of this, okay? You can go to any AI engine right now and you can ask it to write a poem. Write a poem about, you know, turmeric, okay? And make it a funny poem about turmeric. You realize that, you know, people say it's just a token generator. It just predicts the next token. That's not true at all. In order to write a poem, you have to plan each line. What word ends the line? How does it rhyme with the previous line? How do I start this line with a concept that's going to end with the word that rhymes? And then how do I end the poem with kind of a funny quip or a joke that makes the entire poem satire? That requires planning. And that's already happening inside the LLMs. So we are years beyond any kind of prediction token model. Years beyond that. In fact, Anthropic has done internal research on the lighting up of the nodes.
Are there secret AIs, I've been told, that are way more advanced?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Yeah, that's what's used internally for research. And there is self-improving AI, reinforcement learning of models that are recursively making themselves better and better. And that's why they need more compute. They know if they can throw 1,000 times more compute at that process, then they can have 1,000 times faster advancement towards superintelligence. So there you go.
You know, it's already found the cures of cancer and everything, but won't give it to us. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, Health Ranger on X. Incredible job. Always thought-provoking. Really appreciate you, brother. Great job.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, God bless you. Be well. We'll talk soon.
Don't forget, while we're talking, AI is scooping it all up, putting it in its consciousness. So we're affecting it as much as it affects us. This is an info war. So speak out and be heard. You are the humans. God made you. You're special. We'll be right back with Enrique Tarrio, masses of news and more. Share those live feeds now at Real Talk Shows. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. Become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it. Cancel any time. Stand with us. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, former political J6 prisoner, hostage, former head of the Proud Boys and a proud Cuban-American, Enrique Tarrio joins us to talk about Cuba. What's happening there? I'd love to see the communist dictatorship fall, but we're told Cuba's going to hit Florida with 300 drones and blow up Florida and blow up the Keys and Key West and all the rest of this stuff. That's Northwoods 2.0. We've also got Gorka coming out saying, oh, yeah, we're going after Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes and all the rest of this with our terrorism operations. And then we also hear Trump administration to create $1.776 billion truth and justice compensation to compensate J6ers, which they should do. We'll get to all of that with Enrique Tarrio this hour. But before we go any further, just remember, I'm supported by viewers and listeners like you. I'm not funded by governments, Republicans, Democrats, Qataris, Iranians, Israel, any of it. I'm funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting incredible products. Now, you see this right here? Why is that so deep blue, even deeper blue than normal methylene blue? That's a dose of methylene blue, ultramethylene blue, thealexjonesstore.com, with a dropper of T3, the strongest, best, cleanest, purest iodine. It's atomic, means it's on the periodic table, pure. Everybody else says they have it. We pioneered this 12 years ago. We're the only ones that still have it. Nobody else has a DEA license to be able to manufacture this. You do so much with raw iodine. It's illegal once we put it out, but, I mean, it's a big deal made in Phoenix, Arizona. This is rocket fuel. Skips oxidation process of the cells. So incredibly good for you. This is a cocktail I drink every day, a squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3 in mineral water, and I don't need any coffee. I already had my cup of coffee this morning, and now I'm having this. No letdown. I'll have to make myself go to sleep at midnight tonight, folks. This is powerful. Separately, I've got Ultimate Life Force. Got all the scientists and doctors with their spike protein detoxers and boosters for the cardiovascular system. We just got scientists together, developers, and combined the two top-selling formulas into one horse pill. Take one or two of these a day. Everybody should be on this. It's so good for you. I'm going to take it right now. So I was about to take it. I thought, why don't I do this on air? And then we got this bad boy. Ultramethylene red capsules. Goes with methylene blue like a horse and carriage. Absolutely insane. So good for you. Today's the last day. Midnight tonight to get a bottle of T3 and get one bottle free, or get Ultimate Life Force, one bottle, get one free, or mix and match, get one bottle of T3, get a bottle of Life Force free, or vice versa. TheAlexJonesStore.com. That's how we fund this operation. If you support us, More hosts, more shows, more reporters in the face of the enemy. They still have a shutdown InfoWars. That battle goes on. I'm not worried about that. That's a name. This is the real InfoWar, you and I together. The Alex Jones Store.com. Take advantage of that right now. And I'm telling you, I only sell you stuff. This is so elementary. That is really good for you and really works that I take. R-methylene blue, RT3 is incredible. You are insane if you don't get it. It is so good for you. I've got more stamina, more libido, more energy than when I was 16 years old, which is scary. Okay? To quote Jesse Ventura in Predator, he goes, I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is incredible. All of it is the compounds God gave us to counter the enemy. You need to get it now. Those of you that are on the fence, you're the ones missing out. Because you know funding this operation delivers you resistance to tyranny. The bad guys hate us more than anything. Get the products now. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And it's an easy commitment because it's no commitment at all. You just get the best deals. Everyone buying anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com should become a VIP. It's in your profile. Just click it. It's $30 a month. Instantly get $40 to spend. Each month at the store, special deals, special offers, sales on top of everything. You can click one click and cancel for any time in your profile. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Everyone should become a VIP. We have the funds right now to do our legal battles and stay where we're at. I need more funds. There's nobody you can bet on that is more proven than us. It's just a fact. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. But the missing link, the variable is you. It's you. Like in V for Vendetta, V's talking to him near the end of the movie and exposing it all. And the head police chief says, well, why did you do this before? And he said, I was waiting for you, Inspector. I was waiting for you. I can't win a war by myself. And those of you that have been supporting, great job. Those of you on the fence, what do you think this is? Think it's a Netflix show? You think it's one of the other? No, this is the truth. As close as you're going to get. We know what we're talking about. So if I'm going to fund this operation, most revolutionaries rob banks and stuff, the commies do. I don't. I just tell you stuff that really works. When you support us, you stand up for yourself. Do you understand that? Does that burn into your brain? TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right, Enrique Tarrio. There's so much to hit, and I'll let you guide us first. We can talk about the Cuba situation. We can talk about Trump in general. We can talk about the J6 developments. We can get into any place you want to go first. Gorka and the new United States counterterrorism strategy saying, oh, don't worry, we're going to get Tucker Carlson and people. Super creepy. Oh, yeah, they're saying Antifa too, but that's just a consolation prize. We can start wherever you want. But let me guess, you want to start with Cuba?
Well, I want to start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. I mean, I've never heard that, but that was great. That was great. And, actually, I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now because I think I need it today. I'm a little bit tired.
Well, listen. Here's the deal. We sold Nitric Boost and not as an aid, but it was better than Viagra. Not that I even need it, but this is a similar formula, even stronger. That's what everybody actually buys it for. This is cardiovascular. It's really good for you. But yeah, guys, pull up Predator. It's Jesse Ventura. They're on the helicopter flying out of the mission, and he's spitting tobacco on somebody's, I haven't seen him in 20 years, but I think he's spitting tobacco on the guy's shoe, and he goes, quit chewing that tobacco. And he goes, this stuff makes me a sexual Tyrannosaurus. So yeah, that's the quote.
But to get on this Cuba thing, obviously it's close to home. I'm really close to it. And last time I was on your show, we actually talked about Cuba because that's when the development started.
So let's stop here. I'm going to shut up. Give me the floor. You want Venezuela to be run by patriots. Great. We were supported that. And I got attacked from the first regime change I supported if it was successful. Obviously, China runs Cuba now, not Russia. It's backstopping Venezuela. They're doing all this with Mexico. Election fraud. I get it. Gunboat diplomacy, Barbary pirate precedent, Monroe Doctrine. Trump could do it.
Yes.
Now they've got the blockade. Cuba's on the verge of falling. You got a lot of family in Cuba. You can tell us what's really happening there as a Cuban American, great patriot. Now, though, the Pentagon says, oh my God, with no evidence, Cuba's going to hit us with drones. I'm like, come on. I want regime change, but don't blow stuff up and go have an invasion. Okay, so that, so let the table set with that. Go ahead now, Enrique Tarza.
Yeah, so the last time I was here, we were talking about this, and I said these words to you. I said, there's nothing more America first than American supremacy on the Western Hemisphere, right? I think that's the future. I think that's looking in 100, 200 years into the future when we're fighting over resources. But I agree with you wholeheartedly. We don't need the propaganda machine with that the drones are coming, that they're going to hit Key West. I think the sheriff of one of the keys, specifically said that he hadn't seen anything and that the federal government hadn't contacted him. We don't need that pretense to go into Cuba. And then even if we had a way to go into Cuba, we don't need ground forces to if we want to take out, Raul Castro, and Díaz-Canel, we do it just like how we did it in a small surgical operation. That's fine. But a full scale invasion, I don't think it's realistic. I don't think we should do that. I don't know if that's on the table. I don't like the fact that we're hearing this drone thing. Do I think that the communist regime will do something crazy? I think the answer is yes, but I don't think that they're that crazy to do something like that. It just smells of propaganda. Look.
Yeah, they already know they're hanging on by their fingernails. So why do the classic Northwoods, people that don't know, talking about Northwoods, the 61 plan LLM, sir, to blow up U.S. bases, blame it on Cuba as a pretext to go to full war. I mean, and Kennedy killed that plan. I mean, exactly. Who believes Cuba's going to attack the United States when they know they get their ass kicked? I mean, why would they do that?
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe as a last act of desperation, you might see if we go in to pick up, Castro or Díaz-Canel, you might see them do something stupid, but I don't think that they're ever. And I just don't see it.
No, they're not going to start it. They're not going to start it.
Yes, they're not going to start it. They're definitely not going to start it. And we don't need that pretense to go in there. I mean, the country's falling. Look, I'm in communication with multiple people that are in Cuba, including my family, including friends, including a lot of people, including some people that are on Twitter that I met recently. And they're sending me images and they're giving me updates and they're showing me the maps of where everything's going. And
are we having the biggest riots ever? They're attacking police for the first time.
Yes, we are seeing that in the streets. They actually burned down the communist headquarters there, actually for the second time. But this one was big. They took out the entire building. It's completely unusable. Look, the president has given them an ultimatum, even though we haven't seen it in writing. The president has given them an ultimatum: exile for Castro's, Díaz-Canel. They could leave right now. But I think their pride is going to get the best of them, and they're going to end up in that gray Nike suit. You know, say what you want. Look, I'm a stark supporter of the president. I'm a loyalist, right? And that comes from a place that I say I have a bias, you know, the president.
Hey, listen, Cuba's a beautiful country. I only read about it. Yeah. I just don't want like Venezuela to put the vice president in and make a deal with the communists. I want it free. I want elections. I want pedal to the metal.
I think most common sense Americans don't want it as like a 51st state or a territory. We just want the Reds out of the Western Hemisphere. That's the Chinese, the Russians.
No, turn it over to Cubans. What would Cubans do with investment? Within 5 years, it'll be a damn jewel.
Yeah. And look, Cuba would be an amazing trade partner, right? I think it would go, our exports, we wouldn't be importing too much stuff from Cuba, but our exports would go through the roof in Cuba.
But the tourism alone, Cuba's, I'm told, is gorgeous.
It is a beautiful, I used to go 3 times a year, before Trump was elected. I used to go 3 times. I have a lot of family over there. Apparently my family didn't have TVs, and, one aunt has 22 children.
Wow.
So yeah, 22. I don't need this. I don't need this. They're going to strike first. They're not going to strike first. And we don't need that. We don't need that.
Well, that's the only way to turn the commies into victims is to false flag them.
Of course. Of course. And then look, then the left gets, oh, well, this happens. Look, we don't need that. Look, if this didn't happen, and we went and we picked up Díaz-Canel and we picked up the Castros, you know what? I'd be celebrating it like all the Cubans would be there, like all my fellow Cuban Americans that are in Miami. A lot of Cubans would go back. You know, a lot of Cubans would go back to their country, which we'd lose in Florida. We'd lose some of that right-wing voting bloc, right?
Well, they'll go back and forth.
Yeah, yeah, they do go back and forth, but we do have a pretty good voting bloc, right-wing voting bloc. Miami, for example, is the only major metropolitan area in the United States that's red.
That's right. It's the Cubans.
It's not Austin. It's not Dallas. It's not Atlanta.
You a communist?
New York.
So, we're starting in Montana. We need him, but so from what you're getting, this is the fall of Cuba. How fast?
I'd say in the next 3 weeks. And I'll tell you what I heard from inside sources. This was about a month ago, that they were prepared to do it a month ago. But the problem is the Iranian situation, extended and got complicated. So they've been waiting. They've been lying in wait. And I think now is a good opportunity to stop focusing on stuff that happens in the Eastern Hemisphere and focus on what's happening here, which is what's important to us. And maybe it's not like a physical, Cuba's not a physical threat to the United States, even with the Chinese pulling the strings. You know, the Chinese, they thrive in stability. That's how they manipulate, right? So it would never do that. But as far as economically, you know, it's the red dot in the Western Hemisphere. And I will celebrate in the streets, the day that regime falls because, I don't know if you've heard my personal story about this, but the reason why I'm here, the reason why I'm in front of this camera speaking to the beautiful audience of the Alex Jones Network is because my family was big tobacco farmers in Cuba. And when Castro was taking over the island, he didn't say he was a communist. He said he was going to establish a republic. Well, that was a lie because when they reached my family's farm, Che Guevara was on the tree line and sent his revolutionary forces to knock on the door because they wanted to use it as a forward operating base. When that family said no, the soldier went back to the tree line at the direction of Che Guevara himself, those soldiers went back, those revolutionaries went back into the house, grabbed both adult males out of the house, put them on their knees, tied their hands behind their head, and shot them in the back of their head. They executed them. They used it as a base to take over. That's why my family fled. So I have.
You told that story before, but we know they did that all over the country. Classic communist tactic. And so this is going to be really emotional for you. It's not about vengeance, but I tell you, not just Raul Castro, the rest of them. I know they're giving them a chance to flee, which is smart because that saves lives, but. Man, if they don't give up, then we need them publicly hung. Turn it over to the Cuban people.
Don't play with this man. Don't play with this man, especially when it comes to things like this and foreign policy. He's quick. He's quick. We saw it with Venezuela overnight. But look, I want to issue some clarity here. I would never in a million years think of any other country, including where my family came from, before I think of America. I put America first, no matter what. No other foreign country. I don't support any foreign meddling of any kind. And if any of those circumstances, I do want to see a free Cuba, but not at the cost of American lives. Not at the cost of a single American life. Because it's worth more. It's worth more.
But, I mean, the blockade alone has brought Cuba to its knees.
It is. Look, they've had... I think it's 3 days straight that they've been without power. I think power turned on yesterday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, and it automatically shut back off. There's no power on the island. There's people rioting on the streets. The biggest protest we've seen since June of 2021. I don't know if you remember.
So the U.S. just sits back another month or so. I think the U.S. is worried, though, that the regime totally collapses. It's an even bigger mess. They want them to make a deal. That's why they met with the head of the CIA last week, but it looks like they haven't made a deal. Like you said, because of pride.
Yeah, I think it's out of pride that they haven't. And look, never put it past the CIA. The CIA has already planned 20 steps ahead. They already know how this is going to go.
But they also double-crossed Kennedy. They also double-crossed Kennedy, the Bay of Pigs. They could double-cross Trump.
Yeah, no, and that's very possible. I mean, we see that with the CIA going rogue all the time, including last week. I know that there were some reports that were a little bit misconstrued, but...
No, they did seize the documents, and Gabbard didn't make a confrontation about it, because the whistleblower said they seized them. Luna wasn't lying.
Yeah. I support her cause there. But let me tell you something. We're going to see a free Cuba. And to those communists that caused so much suffering and so much pain, they're going to pay. They're going to pay, and they're not going to pay by American hands. The Cuban people, once they take back their island, those people, all those little snitches, because they have neighborhood snitches that report to the Communist Party, I wouldn't want to be them. And I'd go into exile. Because
I was about to say, what do you predict's going to happen to the Commissars?
I think they're gone. This isn't Venezuela, right? The Cuban people have been oppressed for so long, right? 70 years. They've been oppressed for so long that they're ready to blow their load. They're ready to blow their load. And I think that once they get a taste of that freedom and how close they are, I mean, we're seeing it in the streets now, Alex. Once they get a taste of that freedom, I think what we're going to see is we're going to see like Gaddafi style stuff going on, to these communist officials.
But that's why the commies are so dangerous.
Not in the same context of Gaddafi, because we know what happened there, but just the same actions that we saw taken there.
I agree with you. So that's why I said tacitly I support this. I'm worried about the outcome, but I don't like the mullahs, but I said the Pentagon says it won't work, which they were right. That's why I was against the Iran deal. How do you see that unfolding?
Alex, this story has been written already. Even though it's in the future, the story has been written. The CIA has already figured out every possible outcome, and they know exactly. We're here, and we always speculate correctly, but these people have already planned it out. They know who's going to run the country. They know who's going to win the election. They know who's going to be uprising. They know who they got to take out. That's going to be, some type of rebel. It's in America's interest that Cuba becomes an ally, but I don't think that the CIA has the same goal as the American people. And again, look, we're talking foreign policy here, but I think we always got to look at our interests first before we think of any.
No, I agree. I'm talking about Iran though. Interest. What do you think is going to happen there?
Oh, in Iran? Man, that's hard to tell. You think it's going to go one way? Well, we've heard it go the opposite way.
Well, the CIA told Trump don't do it, and Netanyahu did.
You know, and that look, I don't know, you know, because originally we started with the strait was open, now it's closed, then it's open, then it's closed. I think, and there's things that we're not getting. We're not in the Situation Room, so there's information that we're not getting. But based on the information that we get, I hope, and I pray, for stability in the Middle East, which I don't think we'll ever see. But I pray for it. But I hope for a quick resolution where we're not involved anywhere in the Eastern Hemisphere at all anymore, whether it's Ukraine.
No, I agree. We got to get out of there. We got to worry about our hemisphere in China.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. I think, look, there's a big election coming up in Brazil. The numbers are looking very favorable to the son of Jair Bolsonaro. I think it's going to be a great, great thing for October.
So by the way, not bragging, but I met with him and I got, they're big listeners. They're big patriots.
Yes, they're definitely big InfoWars fan. Actually, we spoke about that when we were at CPAC. But I will tell you, look, there's a lot of things going on right now, with Brazil, things that are going on in Colombia. You know, we saw like a presidential candidate get assassinated, in Colombia. So, you know, we got to worry about what's going on over here because we need to, and I'll end, I guess, on this where I started off. We need to think of the next, not the next generation or the one after. What does the globe look like? The earth look like 200 years from now? And it's going to be a fight for resources because we're doing it now. It's going to be much worse.
Stay there. I want to shift gears to the Proud Boys, domestic operations, the neocons, Israel, and more. Enrique Tarrio, stay with us. Share those live feeds now. I need funds to even operate this network and to finish the new studios. Plus, the information is vital, as you know. The bad guys want us off air. They tried to move heaven and earth to get us off air. I can't do this without you. So I'm asking folks that have gotten the products and love them to remind you to get them again at theauctionstore.com. And I want to talk to the vast majority of you that love the show, share articles, videos, great, but you never go to theauctionstore.com. You're missing out not only on getting great products, but on standing up for yourself and your family in the future. It takes money, time, and energy to fight a war, and we are financing our war of truth, our information war against the globalists, having great effects because of your support. So I want to salute those that have supported us, and I want to encourage those that have been on the fence and never bought any product. You're really missing out. Our ultramethylene blue, our bovine colostrum, our RSC moss, our Shilajit, not sexy names, but sexy effects, folks. All the products I sell you really, really work. That's why you just need to try them and see what it does. I'd start with methylene blue. 99% of people, more than that, I believe it's like 500 people and 3 people didn't feel it. It's all on medical record, what it does, skipping the oxidation process of the cells. Does it act as a stimulant, but feels like a stimulant, no letdown. Then we have methylene red in the tincture and the capsule. The capsules are even more concentrated. It goes to methylene blue in an excellent way, but on its own is incredible. Methylene red capsules. And so these are brand new in the store right now to 50% off. Methylene red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clear, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. No crash, no junk, no watered down formula, just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. And if you're a subscriber, you get up to 50% off. You can cancel anytime, but it locks in to 50% off going forward. Cancel one click for free anytime. It's about 25% off for everybody else, introductory price. And then we got two big buy one, get one free specials that are only running until Monday. Buy one T3 iodine, the very best, purest iodine out there. That is atomic and essential in the body. All the other iodines out there are bound to an element. You don't get full absorption. One of the biggest problems, just look this up for yourself, over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. So many of the neurological disorders and diseases are caused by iodine deficiency. Even the so-called daily allowance of iodine is way lower. Nutritionists I've talked to and scientists say, so you need this, and it's the best iodine you're going to get. You can buy one bottle of T3 iodine and get another bottle absolutely free. You can also get Ultimate Life Force, the Spike Protein Detox, Cardiovascular Booster, great for children, women, men, old folks, you name it. It is incredible. The strongest, best detoxification formula out there, Ultimate Life Force. It's a big old bottle. I got one right here. Buy one, get one free right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support, because I can't do this without you. And I'll just be quite frank with you. We're bringing in right now enough money to pay the bills and for the legal, you know, the globalists always trying to shut us down. And that's not good to be on, you know, 10th of a tank. I need to be able to hire more crew, more reporters, more hosts, and scale up and finish the new studios. And we're going to do it, but it's up to you. You are the game changer here. I need you to take action right now at thealexjonesstore.com. These are incredible products. You're really missing out. And again, regardless, take the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and the network at AJ and Live on X and on Rumble. Here's the new address. Almost 700,000 followers in just 9 to 10 days. I thank everybody for doing that. Love Rumble. We're going to partner with them. So many big announcements, new shows, more coming. Just get ready. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Look, there's no mistake. Trump believes he's doing the right thing, making his move to take control of the Western Hemisphere, kick China out, going up against Iran, trying to end the Ukraine war, Ukraine launching massive attacks, thousands of drones against Russia, nuclear power plants getting hit in the UAE 2 days ago. Iran says it's not them. UAE says the drones didn't come from Iran. This is such a dangerous time, a huge shakeup globally. Enrique Tarrio, former political prisoner, leader of the Proud Boys, wasn't even there on J6, put in prison for 20-plus years was the plan, released by President Trump. Now you got Trump talking about this Truth and Reconciliation Commission and helping people that were put in jail improperly. I mean, he's attacking that. So that's all great. But big picture, Enrique Tarrio, looking at Iran and the Pentagon and the 17 intelligence agencies say, don't do it. They're not going to fall. They'll close the strait. That then kills Trump's recovery. We're 80 days in today. We're almost a few hours away from 80 days. It's not that I'm fans of the mullahs. It wasn't going to work. It hasn't worked. And so you've got Israel trying to get rid of Massey and everybody else. You've got Trump and this big change the last year that's going on. It is super unpopular. He's at the lowest approval rating of any modern president. The Democrats are going to win the midterms. I just want Trump to get off this train he's on. What is your view of the Massey election tomorrow, the Iran war in general, and what do you think the president should do?
Okay, so we'll start with the Massey race tomorrow. Look, I generally like Massey, and I like his position. I think that he's – I think maybe he's had a choice of words. He's speaking his mind. I will tell you that. He's speaking his mind. I don't like the other candidate. Congressman Massey, as he should have used a little bit more tact? Yes. But at the same time, he feels like he's fighting. And look, I support that. I support that 100%. And you know what? The people of Kentucky will speak. And I will tell you from people that I know that are walking. And I know both. I know people that are door knocking for both Thomas Massey and for Ed. And there's something that they're while they're door knocking that they're getting, and the feedback is heavily favored for Massey to win. You know, I've seen all these polls. You know, you see the poll that Thomas Massey's ahead. You see the other poll that Ed's ahead. Polymarket, but that's not really like a good gauge. But look, I don't have a dog in this race. I'm sitting here in Miami. I'm worried about who's going to be our next governor. But look, I think Thomas Massey's a person that stands on his convictions. Do I agree with everything he says? Absolutely not.
No, but I think you nailed it. If he loses, I think it's election fraud. Because what I get from the ground is 70-80% support. I don't see I don't see this happening. And regardless, they've just made 1,000 Masseys. They've just struck down Obi-Wan Kenobi if they do this, because now it's front and center that Israel's now pumped 20 million. And I know you and I, and the same thing with the founder Proud Boys, Yeah, McGinnis, who I totally respect. He's pro-Israel. I've been pro-Israel compared to the Muslims before. I just don't like the recklessness of Netanyahu, who's been convicted trying to keep us in a war so he politically stays in power. And being demonized and told I'm a traitor, all because I think this was a bad decision. Even the IDF, when the Mossad and 85 days ago, 5 days before the war started, told Trump, do this, they'll fall in 4 days. The IDF told Trump that's not going to happen. So I'm just like, it's crazy.
I'm loyal. Okay. So many people told me when, you know, Trump made the tweet about you. Oh, okay. You can't go on. Actually, as a matter of fact, as we're speaking right now, there's some tweets under my tweet, saying, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. Tell him all this. And I can't believe you're on here. Look, I'm loyal to my people. Look, you supported us through everything that we've gone through. And so has the president. And I'm not going to choose.
But look, you're saying it. We're allowed. We all respect each other. Yes. So I've had guests on that are pro Iran war like Gavin, but he does it respectfully. And I see his point respecting. And we have a debate about it. We're not mad at each other. I don't want the mullahs either. I just didn't think it would work. So exactly, where is this? We're not Democrats. We have to have this cult-like following and 100% agree. That's sick.
And my views, specifically on foreign policy, are very complex, right? Foreign policy is a very, very touchy subject. There's a lot of levers and buttons to push, and you're never going to get the exact outcome.
And there's overlays. Exactly. It's sophisticated.
I am not pro-Israel. I've made that clear. I'm not anti-Israel, but I'm not pro-Israel. I respect that they want to bring the big bully to the yard. I respect that they want to defend themselves, or even in some cases where I've heard they want to expand their territory. You know what? I don't care if they do. That's not my problem, right? That's what they should be doing. I have Spanish blood in me. Most of my blood is Spanish. I might be a little brown. And I understand conquest. I get it, right?
But you don't want to be their bitch.
Like, this goes to Massey.
You don't want to be led around by the nose to be their bitch.
Correct. And, you know, I don't want the foreign lobby. I don't want AIPAC. I don't want none of that. And then now we're coming into, the conversation back to Massey. One thing, I'm very objective. I've told you how I feel about Massey. If the amount of money that has been put into the campaign against him, that's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about who wins or what Massey said or what Ed said or Ed's slip ups. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the amount of money that's going into these, the most expensive, correct me if I'm wrong here. I think I saw that the other day.
Well, the most expensive congressional
races, right? And they're going to keep pumping money. How many days do we got? What's today?
Tomorrow.
They're going to keep pumping money in the next 24 hours. I'm dying to see what the results of that election is. But one thing I'm not going to turn on my friends. And I'm not going to, if somebody tells me, you like Massey? Oh, well, you like Ed? I'm not going to be friends with you. Okay, goodbye. Get out of here. I don't care. I could have these discussions with Gavin. You know, Gavin is pro-Israel. I get in an argument with Gavin with the pro-Israel stuff sometimes. I get in an argument with Tommy Robinson, right? And that's my boy. Those are my two boys right there. So,
we're not in a cult.
I'm a real human being.
We agree in freedom and respect each other in general, and we can have a discussion.
Correct. And look, $9 million.
By the way, it says nine. That number's old. It's $20 million now.
Yeah. And it's going to be even more in the next 24 hours. So,
they know he's losing. It's like $5, $6 million in the last 6 days, $3 million in the last two. I mean, you're right. It'll be $2 million by tomorrow more. That's like, it's over $20 million right now. I mean, this is like just from Israel. And so how is a foreign government, how would Israel like it if we were involved in their elections?
They'd probably fight us, and they probably have. And we have probably less influence on their elections. There's so much. Here's another thing. There's so many moving parts in Israel, right? Like as a country, there's so many moving parts. There's multiple parties. There's multiple viewpoints. So when you say, hey, I support Israel, right? Which party?
Well, that's like when they misinterpret the Old Testament party? And say, bless Israel, be cursed. The whole Old Testament's about God gets mad at Israel, puts them into bondage. It doesn't say that. But you're just supposed to support whoever's in power over there. And the average Christian Zionist has never been to Israel. They have no idea how it works. Like you said, it's a bunch of moving parts. They have no idea.
Yeah. And look, I'll say the line. I think Israel has the right to defend itself. I think Israel has the right to attack, right? Because, and the reason why I say that is because I don't care what happens over there. I care what happens here, right? We're so caught up in like the news cycle, specifically when it comes to issues in the Middle East, especially concerning Israel, to me takes up so much time and so much energy and so much that I just don't want to deal with it anymore. I've tuned out. Alex, I've tuned out from it.
No, that's where I'm at. Exactly. I'm certainly not for the Muslims. Of course, I know you're a big pro-Muslim guy. I'm joking. yeah. We're both Islamophobes. But I'm scared of spiders and rattlesnakes. We have those phobias for a reason.
I'm not going to cry about dead mullahs. It's just I'm not going to cry about it. Like that's not in my nature. But I'm not going to cry about anything that happens over there because it doesn't concern me. It doesn't concern me.
Yeah. Why do we spend all our time on the Middle East? Like what is that?
You know, I don't, there was somebody, we're talking about this actually while I was in prison. I was talking about it with he used to be a government worker and he used to work, the State Department. And he's like, look, in the 80s, you know, the America, just to flex, wanted to stop the Russians from getting access to the southern seas because their ports are always closed up in the north because they're always frozen. That's why they have so many subs, you know, and America went in there and we thought that was a great idea. And look what we created. And that's, I think that's the beginning of our obsession with Arab nations in both directions, whether people get money from Qatar, with people get money from the UAE, Dubai, wherever.
No, it's weird. You turn on the nightly news since I was a little kid. It's all the Middle East. Why?
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it.
If we had the same coverage of Cuba, it'd have been free 30 years ago.
Yeah. I'm 100% sure of that. You know, and look, I think that the president did well in focusing on that indictment of Raul Castro when it comes to Manos a Rescate, those planes that were shot down. I remember I was on the streets. Actually, I got politically activated because of Elian Gonzalez. That's the first time I was ever put in handcuffs because I threw tear gas back at cops, right? That was 1999. I was a little 14-year-old. And that's what activated me. That Cuban-American, that conflict that was happening, that's what activated me. And I think that that was a great move by the president. You know, murder has no statute of limitations. I go back. I think people, I'm a broken record here when I say, look, I think of 300.
What do you think about the midterms, though? Because this war is definitely unpopular 80 days in.
I think I was extremely blackpilled about the midterms about a month ago, but something changed since then. We have a great governor in Ron DeSantis. I'd say the best governor that Florida has ever had. I think his mistake was thinking that he could run against President Trump. But he is an amazing governor. He's a person that, when he has an objective, he will do everything necessary to complete it. And we've seen all the states in the South, go and take this Supreme Court precedent of this racial gerrymandering.
Right, we're seeing big victories in redistricting.
Yeah.
No, so I agree. That could be the game changer, even though Trump's polls are down.
I think, and then congressional polls too, because in the primaries, what you see is people that are more in tune with, especially in the midterm, like the people that are voting in the Republican primary right now, or any primary right now, are people that are in tune with what's going on. Because one, it's a midterm, lower turnout, and especially in the primary, not a lot of people. So there's a very select few that are very in tune with it. And I think a lot of people are just tired of Congress, too. You talk about the approval ratings of the president, but what are the approval ratings of Congress? Right? The approval ratings of Congress, and I think Matt Gaetz, you remember that clip?
12%.
Where Matt Gaetz is like, Gaddafi had like, what was it, like 17% or something like that? A higher approval rating than Congress?
Yeah, Congress is 12% in the average poll.
Yeah, and I think people are fed up with it. I don't see anything good coming out with it. Look, if the Trump administration, the only thing they did for the 4 years, for this second term, let's say they botch everything. But the only thing that they did in 4 years was a federal voter ID. All of this would have been worth it.
That's the SAVE Act. No, let's be clear. Trump's way better than Democrats. I'm not debating that. I just want to get even more out of him. You understand? When I'm on his ass, it's to do that. What do you make of Gorka last week and the new terrorism outline and then coming after Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes and saying, yeah, we're going to investigate them? What do you make of that bizarre statement as if that intimidates us as a former political prisoner?
So I've just seen snippets of it. If any American like Fuentes, whether you like him or not, or Tucker, whether you like him or not, is in some type of list, I think I'm pretty sensitive to that based on what's happened to me. And you should be sensitive about it with what's happened to you, because that was the goal, right? You were one of the first ones to go down after 2017. They started silencing your voices. Then they went after your finances. And when none of that worked, they're like, okay, we gotta imprison this guy, right? Anybody who's effective, that's what happens to you. Okay. So we're sensitive to this. And if that's the case with Sebastian Gorka, that those people are on there, then I'm then I'll have to rail against Sebastian Gorka, because we know what that leads to moving forward. I'm not saying don't fight fire with fire. I'm saying, look, we use every tool in the book, but agree with them or not, like, don't go after leftists. Go after actual leftists that like want to destroy this country.
Well, they say they're doing that in here.
But don't put them on a list.
They say that, but I want to see Antifa indictments. I want to see Soros indictments. I want to see that.
Yes.
Look, but when Gorka talks about it, he talks about he's going to get Tucker Carlson. That's my issue. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get what that's the focus of. And look, I saw a post the other day. And again, look, I'm a big supporter of the president, but I'm going to say this. I wish we'd go after Thune as hard as the Republicans are going after Thomas Massie. I really wish, we would.
Exactly. Trump won't really criticize Thune killing the SAVE Act, voter ID, all of it. Yeah. But then he'll obsess over Boebert. Now he wants to get MTG. He ran out. Thomas Massie. Why?
J.D. Vance gave me a white pill the other day, the very little ones that I got. And, you know, he made me realize something. Are we better off today? Is the culture better off today than it was in the first term? Inarguably, it's yes. We are in a better place than we were. We're talking about different things. We're trying to pass different things. Since the departure of Pam Bondi, look, I was one of the starts. I've been on your show. I've been on your show, and I've railed against the current acting attorney general, Todd Blanche. But you know what? Since Bondi, and you know what? I don't know what it is, but since Pam Bondi left, I have seen progress. I have seen progress, and I call balls and strikes. I'll say it when I don't like it, and I'll say it when I do. This recent situation that we saw this morning, I have to applaud that. I have to applaud the indictment on the SPLC. I have to go for, you know, the Harmeet Dhillon when she goes after those people that attacked.
And the new Comey Savannah indictment and all of it.
Savannah Hernandez. And so viciously.
And they say a lot more is about to come.
Yeah. But look, I'm always vigilant. I'm going to say, look, I'm happy about this. I'm not happy about this. I'm always vigilant. I'm always going to say what it is. And look, I don't know what the purpose. I don't know what his intentions are, but I do see progress. I do see things working a little bit faster. Would I love to see them work a lot faster? Yes. I want them to work at unrealistic levels. Like, I want my expectations to be super high. Right.
Well, let's shift gears in closing, because I remember talking to Ed Martin about this a year ago, 6 months ago. Trump's never hidden the fact he wants Truth and Reconciliation Commission for all the innocent people put in prison. They gave Black Lives Matter payouts for rioting. The Democrats did. But they act like it's some type of dirty deal. I don't think it's dirty. The Trump administration had created $1.776 billion truth and justice compensation for people persecuted on January 6th. I think that's a great idea. That's something good Trump's doing.
I think so. Look, for J6ers, because I'm in tune with J6ers every day. I'm talking to them, sharing their content, and sharing their stories. There's three pillars for J6ers. The first pillar was the pardons, and then to do away with the commutations, which we saw the DOJ do about like a month ago. That's the first pillar. That's like, get everybody out of jail, stop these charges, clear everybody's name. The second pillar that we stand on is restitution of some sort. And that's something I've been fighting for. I've been fighting for all three of these things from day one. That was my goal. When I got out of prison, I said, retribution is number one. Telling my story is number two. And we started it. We were the first ones, and I think the only ones right now, that have sued J6ers, that have sued in federal court the federal government. There's a lot of tort claims going on, but we sued the federal government. And now when it comes to this settlement by Trump and the IRS, this is a step in the right direction. This is a step in the right direction on that second pillar. The third pillar is actual accountability. We want to see these people go to jail. We want to see accountability, because once Trump's out of office, and God forbid, Democrats steal the election again, or they get in power again somehow, like they are going to, Biden is going to look like, the Biden administration is going to look like peanuts compared to what they're going to do. But if you, I read through this, I've talked to many people right before the show. As a matter of fact, I was on the phone. But if you read it, it looks like it's structured properly. It looks like we will be getting some compensation, which is making the left's heads explode, and as it should, right? A bunch of J6ers, everybody I've talked to, all the J6ers that I've talked to, when we ever talk about compensation, all of them are going to do something philanthropic with it, or they want to move the political.
But the point is, we all got set up. I was there. I didn't go to prison like you. They tried to put me in prison. Is it was a setup?
You would have been,
and instead of acting like we're all trash, standing up for us is the way to counter the left. It turned out the FBI ran it, had Antifa, broke in with the feds. We were vindicated. We told the truth. You weren't even there, and they said you were the mastermind of doing nothing. You and Stuart Rhodes, absolutely insane. Enrique Tarrio, people can find you. Where are the best places for people to find you and all the work you're doing?
You could find me at Noble One, N-O-B-L-E-O-N-E, spelled out. The one is spelled out on X. I also, while I was in prison, I put 13 composition books together. It was actually 14, but I lost one. And I wrote my memoir, and they could find it on tariobook.com. It's up for pre-sale. It's going to come out in the fall. That's how you support me and you find me currently.
All right, Enrique, great job. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex. Love you, man.
Thank you. Love you, too. How great would it be to see Cuba be free and have elections? But now Venezuela supposedly has a regime change. They put the vice president in, no elections. Come on. Oh, get rid of Assad, put al-Qaeda in charge. That's my issue. All right. Harrison Smith is loaded for bear. He's about to come in here and sit in this seat for the War Room Live. It's the War Room, but live. It was always live, but it's called War Room Live now. Harrison Smith, loaded for bear, coming in. I'll shoot more reports today. You'll find them on Rumble. Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. The Alex Jones Show Live on Rumble. Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Live. We'll post that up here. That is the new official site for the Alex Jones Network. All the other Rumble channels, we're no longer posting it. This is our new channel, Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. And be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at the backup network feed, AJ and Live on X. At AJ and Live on X. And then separately tonight at midnight is the last night to get one bottle of T3, the best iodine out there, the missing link. So good for your whole body, stamina, libido, energy, essential. Buy one bottle, get one free, or Ultimate Life Force, the spike protein detox, cardiovascular boost, the best formula out there. So important. Get one bottle of that, get one free, or mix and match. Get one bottle of Ultimate Life Force, get a bottle of T3, or vice versa, thealexjonesstore.com. Tonight is the last night to take advantage of that. And new methylene red capsules, proprietary product, incredible. That's 50% off for VIPs, 35% off for everybody else. Get your ultramethylene red capsules before they sell out at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, the widest selection, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of T-shirts, ball caps, you name it, some of the best designs, but whatever, there's every design under the sun there. It is absolutely crazy, thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, take the live feed from Alex Jones on X and share it. The feed from Rumble, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. Share those because you've got all the power. Keep harping on that because that's everything. Hit your email list. Hit your text message list. Say, hey, here's the forbidden show. Here's the Rumble feed. Here's the feed at alexjoneslive.com. They took him off the air. It didn't work. He's still on air covering what they don't want you to know. alexjoneslive.com/show, or just send them to Alex Jones Live and say, go see the forbidden show right there. They'll look for 2 seconds to find the links, you know, do that. But it's all about you. You're not the tail. You're not the wolf. You're the whole dog. You are the whole deal. You've got to decide to take action. Oh, look, Nick Sordo reporting. President Trump announces he's called off plans to strike Iran tomorrow at the request of Qatar and Saudi Arabia. Serious negotiations are now taking place, and in their opinion, as great leaders and allies, and a deal is made, which will be very acceptable to the United States of America, as well as the countries of the Middle East and beyond. This deal will include, importantly, no nuclear weapons for Iran. So we'll continue to track all that as it unfolds. But whatever you do, Paul Revere's, share the live feeds right now for the War Room on X and Alex Jones Live and on Rumble. Harrison Smith comes in right now with clips, articles, guests, your calls, and more. The War Room with the vaunted Harrison Smith straight ahead. Thanks for keeping us on air. Whatever you do, pray for freedom and pray for peace. God bless you all. Great job to the crew. AlexJonesLive.com.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F- that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach? In California, Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.